And welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host, here for another show of
extreme excitement.
I want to say excellence because we do our darndest. We do our darndest to bring a good show, okay? So I hope that will transcend across the airwaves and you share it with everybody. We are simulcasting here on 105.1 FM, The Ranch, also at KRXT 98.5 FM out of Rockdale. We're live on Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com. And you can give me a call here at the studio, 254-697-6633. Now, I've been told, because I say this so many times, I have a tendency to say it quickly, that I need to probably slow down. We are simulcasting right here on 105.1 FM and 98.5 FM out of Rockdale. And we're Facebook Live at aaronsgunshop.com. Once it's all done, it's put into a pretty package, sent over to the podcast department. And you can listen to it on Spotify, Apple, Podbean. Go to aaronsgunshop.com. Go to the radio show page. And at the top of the page there, this is the replay of the last Saturday show.
I thought this was the High Cap Adventures.
What did
ain't
I say?
Is that what sign? Aaron's Gunshop.
I'm so
Ain't that what
so
that says right there on that sign?
I think you said Aaron's Gunshop Program.
Yeah.
Oh, did I say that?
Yes, you did.
Well, it's sponsored by Aaron's Gunshop. So the Aaron's Gun Shop.
I am so glad
I'm
here. No,
I said the Aaron's Gun Shop High Cap Adventure Radio Program.
Has Aaron's Gun Shop wrote you a check? He said it's sponsored by Aaron's Gun.
Yeah,
I ain't got no check.
From
I ain't got no check.
I don't know what we're going to do with him.
I guess since I have the peanut gallery over here talking, I better start introducing people. To my left is my wingman, the Colonel, Rayford Brown. Colonel, drop some fire on these guys, would you?
Hey, we just come in and scrape off some
napalm.
Mark 82 high drags and a little napalm, and they'll be happy.
That's right.
I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
Well, now let me go to the peanut gallery and say hello to Judge Andy. Andy Isaacs.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Buongiorno.
And your favorite ditch doctor, my former executive producer from another program.
Yeah, it's a personality thing.
Is Bill Huffman. Bill, how's it going?
You know what? It's going great. I'm happy. I'm happy to be here. I'm happy to be anywhere. And I like hanging out with this group of people whenever I can. Let me throw out a quick happy birthday to my much younger wife, Darla Faye.
Happy birthday.
And it's always better to be seen than to be viewed.
Amen.
Now, before I mention our special guest host today, let me tell you, introduce to you, you all know her. It's the metal rim around the wagon wheel. Shelby, if Shelby wasn't here, it would go to pot.
Absolutely. To pot?
And we can't afford pot.
Hello. Me today. He wants me to give it back, but I think I'll stick it
I
like this.
The golden microphone back. Now, our special guest host today, Dr. Shelley Cole from HealthySuccessWorks.com.
Lovely.
I got people asking me about her all the time, want to know when she's going to be on. We did a personal interview on Monday, it was, and you can check that out at my Facebook page at aaronsgunshop.com. Okay. And it's really great. People love to hear her talk. And she's going to be in here starting at 10 o'clock today for 2 hours. So get your questions ready, and the number is 254-697-6633. Let me set the table briefly, because it's going to be a fast show. I just want to get these headlines out, and we'll probably talk about them sometime somewhere in the near future. First of all, I'll be doing the devotional announcements. True stories later on today is doubtful, but we'll try. Word of the day coming up, quote of the day. Judge Isaac's going to be doing our revival prayer. Katie from Moz, hopefully she'll be not too busy. Bill, you might be able to tell me about that. Will she be available?
I think she should be available this
morning.
You're
going to give us a backdoor channel to her? And see
I'm on
her?
It like a duck on a June bug, Big Daddy.
Colonel Brown will be doing our constitutional segment. Dr. Shelley, and like I said, let's go to word of the day. The word of the day comes from the headline of the story, the body of a story, or the conversation of a story. And if you put the word of the day into a sentence and give me a call here at 254-697-6633, and the colonel likes it, gives you a thumbs up. I've got coffee mugs. I've got $25 gift cards to Ma's Place. I've got DQ. We got some stuff here we can give you, okay? The word of the day is nibbles. Nibbles or nibble.
With a B or a P? A B.
Nibbles.
I can see
nibbles.
This.
Nibbles. Okay.
Once you see that little piece on the internet, you cannot get it out of your vision.
It's a verb. Definition, to take small bites out of. Comes from the headline, Biden, that's the president, nibbles on frightened young girl during trip to Finland, weirding out Twitter users.
Yes, yes.
Look, let me tell you something.
Would somebody please pop him a good one? Please.
No, we need to be careful what we say there. We need to understand.
No, he meant pop him upside
down. Yeah, I know, but some people out there think other things. All right, he's a creep show. He's a creep show. This guy is creepy, he's weird, hence the name Creepy Joe. Look, I understand kissing babies in politics. That's been from the beginning of time. But when you start nibbling on them and chewing on their shoulder and then trying to...
whispering their ears
and stroking their hair.
Don't tell your mom what I said, okay?
But it's weird how you can hear him take such an obnoxiously deep breath, or he's like...
that was good, Shelby. You know, she'd make quite the perfect...
He hasn't been around you, has he?
No.
You don't know for firsthand. Okay, great.
It would be too loud.
President Biden appeared to nibble at the shoulder and started a little girl during his departure from Helsinki on Thursday. You know what bugs me about this? The mother was more interested in the selfie.
She didn't care.
She's just like, oh, yeah, check it out. The president of the United States is nibbling my daughter's shoulder. Isn't that great? Selfie, click.
Okay. Yeah, so it's almost as cool as, like, a sacrifice of my child to Moloch. I mean, this is really great.
You're going deep.
I am not going here. I'm not doing it.
All right, we'll move on. Give me a call. Put the word nibbles into a sentence. California Democrats block bill to make child trafficking a felony.
Oh, they changed that.
I wanted to put this out first to say what they didn't. Yeah. But they got so much heat,
yes,
they changed it.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Even the crazies were like, whoa.
Yeah, okay, my burning question is, how is that not already a felony?
Please.
Wow, the silence in the room.
Yeah.
On that
one. Ching, oh, no. Hear the crickets?
Well, despite all of the banning and everything, the Sound of Freedom is still number one.
Still number one.
Yeah. Let me tell you something.
First
about
of all, it's a great movie.
Absolutely. We're going to go see it this weekend.
Have you heard about all that's going to get, like, people go to buy a ticket and they say, sorry, this show is sold out. They say, okay, well, sell me a ticket to the show next door. And as they're walking by the theater, it's empty.
So they go in there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to read another headline here. I'm going to clean it up a little bit, but I want you to pay attention. Now, health professionals are urged to call a woman's lady parts bonus holes to avoid offending trans or non-binary patients.
Sounds very professional.
Yeah, doesn't it?
Just like chest feeding. The CDC, in order not to offend the transgender males, the XYs, that are trying to chest feed their babies.
They're starving to death.
Okay, look, I got a bunch here. Let me race through it, unless we just can't help it. We got to say something. Let me get the headlines out. Secret Service closes White House cocaine investigation, says it's not able to identify a suspect. Well, I just blew that out of the water. That's crazy. How can they not tell with cameras all over the place?
Right. Well, what if he'd been carrying some other white powder?
Do you know who you go to on this? You go to Dan Bongino, expert, because he lived the life.
Right.
And he says these people get driven in. They totally bypass the security systems. They're driven in. All right, moving on. Janet Yellen, you know who she is, right? U.S. Treasury Secretary.
Yeah, we love her.
Married to that Yellen, the boy.
Great.
Awkward bows to the CCP official during Beijing trip. And it's optics the Chinese love. She bows. Obama bows. We're top dog. Sorry, we don't bat anybody.
That's right. We don't. That is the bozo no-no.
Vice President Harris attempts to explain AI in the latest word salad gaffe. She says it's kind of a fancy thing. And if you listen to her and the way she describes it, it makes you feel like you're a two-year-old. Enough already. Maybelline roasted for using bearded crossdresser in lipstick ad. Now, Shelby, I got a question for you. If you have Maybelline cosmetics and you see this dude with a beard putting on lipstick, and Maybelline is promoting that, are you going to want that?
No, and no women are. That's the thing. It's like anybody I know, anybody from around here, they're only trying to please a select few, but most women are really creeped out about it. We're not on board with this whatsoever.
Let that 10% buy their stuff, and the other 90% won't buy it and
they're
see if they stay in work.
That we just don't care enough to go, whatever.
Oh, well, we care. Can you say two
Disney's
words?
Disney's getting
Light.
The hammer that Bud Light has received, and all the brands at Anheuser.
Ladies and gentlemen, don't you see? You, the people, have the power to change it. You just have to be, one, alert, aware, decipher, and just act, and we can change it. Moving on. Illinois will no longer allow landlords to consider immigration status. You're going to tell me? I got 20 seconds. Oh, man. Let's see. The left's new sugar daddy, Alex Soros, had 20 meetings at Joe Biden's White House so far. Look, the guy's got money. He's got political power, influence with his money, and he's talking to the top dog to do things because it's a secret agenda that you think that I have two heads for saying it. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
And you were forced to fire. Who do you call? What do you say? Will you be arrested? Will you be sued? Don't worry about the legal system. For just $12.50 per month, members have access to a 24-hour legal hotline to assist you in the immediate aftermath of a self-defense gun use. Don't let the bad guys ruin your life. Go to selfdefensefund.com and join today.
I'm Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Come join us at our next free workshop. Call 254-773-8339 and ask for Dolores. Or go to our website at healthysuccessworks.com. Don't wait. We have limited space. See you soon.
Life is hard, but your finances shouldn't be. How have you weathered the storms of life these past 2 years? I am Melinda Bowles of Bowles Financial Group, an independent firm helping my community with financial services for over 23 years. Our focus is on you, your goals, your dreams, and developing a lasting relationship with you. Let us help navigate your financial journey to achieve balanced money, balanced life. Visit our website at BowlesFinancialGroup.com. That's B-U-L-L-S FinancialGroup.com to get started with your unique client relationship journey.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas. We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook. I'll be here once a month talking a little theology and politics and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've known Mac Harmon, the owner of Quick Branch Automotive in Temple, for over 10 years. This guy seriously knows his stuff. I would literally load a vehicle on a flatbed trailer and bring it to him if it was really necessary. If you have a problem with your vehicle, call Quick Branch Automotive first. The number is 254-935-2145. His oil change prices are the best out there, too. Only $19.99 plus tax. Yes, you heard me right. Call Quick Branch Automotive now, 254-935-2145. And welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Am I okay?
Yes, you are. Okay. Just this time, though. Just don't mess it up
sure,
again.
Just want to make sure I'm doing it okay, all right?
We'll mess it up again.
For those of you that are a little slow, welcome back.
All right, look, I got a little bit left to finish up on show highlights, and then we're going to get into Judge Andy's revival prayer, but I want to make a comment here. We were talking about one of the articles before the break, and I got a comment. It says, you know, I grew up around a lot of tough men, mostly ranchers. Not one ever grabbed me, sniffed me, or nibbled me.
That's a good sentence. They're going to win the
That's
win
awesome.
The
now, I do have an announcement. Charlie McGregor, owner of KRXT, the station that we're simulcasting on, sent me a message here. It says, all phones, service, cell, and landlines are out in Rockdale. Cannot call out, cannot call in. And so he wanted me to make that announcement. It's probably because they're doing construction. They hit something, probably.
Good job, fellas.
So all phone, service, cell, and landline.
And cell?
And cell.
And cell,
jeez.
Rockdale cannot.
Took out
cannot,
a bottom tower.
Yeah, so you can't make calls. I also want to make an announcement for my brother from another mother, Mark Borer, the volunteer fireman here in Cameron. There's a fire ban in the county. He wants you all to know that. Don't
it's
shoot.
On the news too.
Don't shoot fireworks. Don't be doing
burn ban.
Okay, because let's keep Milan County.
I
safe.
Just got my burn pile up high enough now to make it look. All right, see so it from space.
Fire ban, burn ban is in place.
And Lee Robinson, Milam, and Bell all goes into effect today.
Okay. Man, anybody with got a brain in their head. Would
and
know
I was trying to fine tune my flamethrower. You know, I built a nice flamethrower. If you got a power washer.
Yeah.
All you need is a little 12-volt pump and a 5-gallon container of diesel.
Yeah.
And then you just attach it.
Okay,
little...
enough. Otherwise, we're going to have fires all over the place. Okay? CNN apologizes for accurately identifying Mr. Dylan Mulvaney as a guy.
Oh,
oh
God.
Oh.
Hey, he's left the country, though. That's good.
Biden authorizes military to call reservists to active duty to support Ukraine war. Here we go.
What about, oh, yeah. What about France?
I'm getting there. Here we go. You ready? You're listening? Pay attention, because if they can do it there, they can do it here, and I'm sure they are. French police to spy through phones, laptops, cars using remote camera microphone activation. Turn your phone off. They're going to turn it right back on. Okay? Computer off. Computer off. Nope. Boop. Comes back on.
Well, did you hear that Massachusetts, I think it was, the attorney general... with the governor, got a hold of Google, had them load an app on your phone clandestinely that does not show, that allowed Google, therefore the government, to track your traffic or where you went. And they said, well, I don't know. You know, they got caught. They said, I don't know why you're so upset about this. We turned it off. You know, it was just for COVID.
Okay, let me finish up here. Nikki Haley, I do not like this woman. No, do I not like her? Not at one bit. Nikki Haley, Trump claimed he would end Ukraine war in 24 hours. Ridiculous. He says crazy things. You know, he actually does say crazy things. He says crazy things like make America great again.
Damn.
Because nobody else is saying it. He says things like let's get our economy going. Let's get our petrol back. Let's get our military up to snuff. Let's get foreign nations to respect us again. Yeah, it's crazy because nobody else is saying it. And last one here. Congressman has grim take after access to UFO footage. Quote, we can't handle it. Ladies and gentlemen, your host, Matt, personally believes there are no aliens in spaceships. Okay? That's my personal belief. I believe we got such high-tech stuff that we're psyching ourselves out. Because if you remember, if you long-time listeners remember, you've got one group that I told you about specifically, I told you about a few different ones, World Economic Forum, the Club of Rome. Club of Rome specifically says in their literature, we need something to unite in a common cause so that we can get our agenda across. And so when you look at this thing on the big scale, and yes, this big conspiracy theory, whatever, that you have people behind the curtain wanting to run and organize socialism, take over one world order, one world currency, you're going to have to unite the people somehow. And the biggest thing that works is fear. So if you make it look like it's an alien, it flies like an alien, you talk about it like an alien, people are going to think it's an alien, and what they're going to do, they're going to scream, help government, help and protect us.
Acquaintance of mine that I worked with in the ballooning, setting world records with balloons, Dr. Foster, was a flight surgeon at Roswell, New Mexico, back in the 50s when they were doing high-altitude balloons. And every time they would launch one of these high-altitude balloons that has a curved top, all these flying saucer things, and then the pictures of the anthropomorphic, anyway, dummies that they used laying on the ground after it crashed made the world happy.
Judge Andy Isaacs. Judge, We're going to have to trim it up a little bit.
Say, man, we ain't cutting into my time.
It's you okay. Got 18 right. seconds. You gotta
get it. I need you to tell us what's going on. I need a revival prayer for this nation, sir.
Well, you know, one of the things that we look at, every person that's a Christian on this earth has a calling. We all got one. It's all different. It's all different. But if you can find your calling, and all you have to do is ask, then you will be able to be happy, be satisfied in everything that you're doing. Whether you got money or don't got money, stuff or don't got stuff, you'll be happy if you're following your calling. And it's too often we're afraid to follow our calling because God might ask us to do something, might ask us to be part of something. And I hate to see people that are upset and pitiful and all that because they're not following their calling. They're not doing what they're calling. One thing I'm going to tell you right now, if we have a hurricane show up in the Gulf right now, there's not been a hurricane in the history of the world that will be as bad as this one. With 90-degree weather, wide-degree water, hurricanes get stronger with hotter water, it's going to be horrible. We got Yellowstone percolating over there. Percolating. Just, you know, keeps showing us something. How come we can't wake up and say, you know what? We need to repent, get back in the Bible, pray, and seek Jesus.
And put God back in the school instead of guns.
That's right. Put all the stuff that we used to be so successful at, we can go back. But no, we're too educated.
Mm-mm. Is that why he says make America great again?
Because that's right.
We can go back to what it was.
Back to what it was.
Number one in math, reading, arithmetic.
Not 62nd in math. And not all that. And 62nd in the world in illiteracy instead of number one in the world literacy. And on and on and on. Because we are too stiff-necked and too hard-headed. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we need you so bad. We need you so bad. You have shown yourself to us in so many ways, and we will not wake up. We are hard-headed, stiff-necked people, Lord. Lord, help us to get the word out. Help us to tell people that you love them and care for them, and that you love them so deeply that you sent your only son to die for us. Lord, just help us. Because we're not listening very well. I don't know what you're going to have to do to get our attention, but we're not listening. So, Lord, help us. Guide us. Direct us. Help us to open our eyes and our ears so that we can help others. Not so we can boast or have all this stuff for ourselves, but so that we can help others. For in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Andy.
MSRministries.org is a website. You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas. 512-455-2552 is the number. Today is our last day of camp, and we need your help if you can help us. God bless you.
I want to thank McGuire Tire, Casey and the gang there in Temple and Belton. They've been taking care of me for the last 20-plus years when it comes to tires and a whole bunch more. They can do the same thing for you. Give them a call. One's location is in Temple at 254-773-3114. Belton. 254-939-1357, or simpler yet, just go to McGuireTire.com. Tell them you heard it here. Support the sponsors who support the program. And don't forget, with all my sponsors, they have faith in me, what I'm doing here, so I ask that you support them. It's a circle of life. Go to Aaron'sGunShop.com. Go to the radio show page, and you'll see all the supporters of the program. And click on their icons there, and you'll bring you right to their websites. Now, I do devotionals Monday through Friday. And when I get here on Saturday, I usually pick one from the course of the week. Today's was Friday's, I believe. And it reads as follows. Good morning. As beautiful as life is, and as beautiful as all of God's creations are, life can still be a hard one to handle. Because of that, we may be tempted to find alternative methods or things to enhance our lives. As Christians, this can be dangerous. By focusing on us, we may lose focus on our Lord, and that leads nowheres but to trouble. This comes from Hebrews chapter 3, verses 12 and 13. Beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God, but exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. And I close. Let us all exhort. Exhort is a verb. Definition is strongly encourage or urge someone to do something. Let's all exhort each other in keeping the faith, learning our Lord, and sharing with those whose hearts may be hardened. Have a blessed day. So there you go. You plant the seed, sprinkle a little bit of water on it, let the good Lord do the growing, share it with who you want, don't cram it down anybody's throat. It's always good to have the Lord on your side.
Amen.
Now, we're going to be taking a break in about 20 seconds, and I believe, Bill, we've got Katie calling up. It'll be this.
We do have Katie. She'll be calling us up from Ma's place in Harbor Heights.
This will be the scratch and sniff section of the program.
Oh, man.
So if you haven't eaten breakfast yet, get ready to get hungry and hear stomach growling. But we're going to take a break. Be back in 3-254-697-6633.
Propaganda is spreading false information. Soft propaganda is biased by omission. YouTube promotes leftist videos and blocks conservative videos. YouTube has blocked Prager University because God's moral laws, capitalism and free markets, and why the founding fathers are heroes are all unsuitable for young people. The Colonel is on high cap adventures.
Morningstar Ranch Ministries, building rock-solid leaders in Milam County. We are a Christian 501c3 camp hosting teen leadership camp for underprivileged youth and veterans with PTSD in Milano, Texas. MSRministries.org is our website. You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas. Join us on Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations, or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits, plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top-shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
Matthew Cole has been serving Cameron and the Milam County area with lawn services for over 25 years. Now, he's expanding into welding and fabrication. With 5 years' experience in that regard, he can help you with 24/7 mobile welding services, emergency repairs, equipment repairs, custom fabrications, trailer rebuilds and other trailer work, custom metal art, and more. For all your welding and fabrication needs, turn to a name you already trust in Matthew Cole with Scrappy Welding. Call 254-482-1935 to see how they can assist you. Have you had an auto accident? What about hail damage? Sam's Collision and Tent, located north of Buchholz on FM 1915, can fix and repair minor or major damage to your car, truck, or RV. Your lights dim? Window tint peeling? Sam's Collision can fix that, too. Give Sam a call at 254-697-1617 for an estimate on your repair. 15 years experience and iCar Platinum certified. Sam's Collision, 254-697-1617.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host, the wingman, the Colonel Rafer Brown. In studio with me, Shelby Meyer doing the board. I got Judge Andy Isaacs. Andy?
Hey, boys.
And I got the ditch doctor, Bill Huffman. Bill, it's good to see you here.
Buongiorno, America.
Now, I promised you the scratch and sniff section of the program. Oh, on the line, off speaker, is our very... I'll tell you what, Bill. Do the honors, man. You got the connection going on.
This is some of my favorite people in the whole world right here.
on the line. We have Katie Silver. Katie is...
Hello?
Hi, how are you doing, sweetheart?
Business as usual.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you? I can barely hear y'all.
Is that better?
Yeah.
Okay. So okay, good, good, good. So on the line this morning, we have our very own Katie Silva. Katie is Ma Jr. We call her Ma all the time from Ma's Place, but really it's Vicky. But Katie is our girl. And tell us what in the world is cooking this morning. We are starved.
Mama's cooking.
Uh-oh. That's what's cooking. That's food.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, wait a minute. Hey, Katie.
Yeah, I got Mama on the grill.
Katie, I got to tell you something. You with me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. What's
okay,
up?
I got to tell you something. Yesterday I was there, and I got an appetizer of onion rings. The onion rings I've got, remember I always say a little dog could jump through them?
Yeah.
Well, on this particular one, a mid-sized dog could have jumped through it. They were huge. I took a picture of it. It was so freaking big. It's unbelievable.
Don't they look just so pretty? Speaking of onion rings, guess what's on special today? We got the Matt special on special today.
Oh, wow, yeah. I'll tell you what, if you haven't had a Matt special, you just aren't living. Can I tell what it is? I'll tell you what it is. Matt special
is
a BLT with onion rings and a black cup of coffee, but it's not just any BLT. It's a half a pig on that thing with Texas toast, buttered up nice and crispy with lettuce and all that good fixing to go with it. The onion rings, you can actually wear the onion rings like bracelets. The coffee goes down smooth, and it's served with an unbelievable smile.
Amen.
You did so well.
You should hire me.
So what's for lunch today?
All right. Besides our Matt special, we have... shrimp scampi, right?
Don't you love live radio, man?
Yeah.
Live radio.
Yeah, shrimp scampi with two sides super salad and our ham steak with two sides super salad.
I can picture Vicky back there in the kitchen screaming things at you. Yeah. Hurry up.
Oh, I already told him the Matt special. So we're doing shrimp scampi, we're doing the Matt special, and we're doing a ham steak. And grilled chicken with bacon salad.
Well, that sounds fantastic. I'll tell you what, tell everybody how they get a hold of you. Tell them about the discount they can get and where you're located.
All right. We are located at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard right here in Harker Heights. You can call me at 254-699-0011. I feel like I said that wrong.
It's okay. It's live radio. It doesn't matter. I'll tell you what, Katie. If everybody can go to aaronsgunshop.com, go to the radio show page, and right there is Ma's Place. You just click on it, boom, it'll take you right there. It should show you the menu, address, phone number, the whole works. But what do they get before they get to the register? If they tell the cashier?
They get their 10% discount.
Fantastic. It's always a pleasure to speak to you, Katie. Tell everybody I said hi, and we will talk to you again soon, okay?
All right, sounds good.
All right, bye-bye. Colonel Rayford Brown, my wingman, take it away, sir.
All right. In the moments that I have left, quote, the eyes of all of our countrymen are upon us, and we shall have their blessing and praises if happily we are the instrument saving them from the tyranny mediated against them. Let us therefore animate and encourage each other and show the whole world that a free man contending for liberty on his own ground is superior to any slavish mercenary on earth.
Is that a quote?
That is a quote.
Colonel, and you got to give me an easy one. I'm going to do a backup quote.
You need
quote.
Some history.
A backup quote. Give me liberty or give me death. I'll give you a prize, okay? If you figure that one out that the colonel had, I'll give you a $40 gift certificate.
All right. It's not the length. It's the content. All right. What is the situation where that quote
Colonel,
was made?
Don't you realize what people are doing? They're writing the short thing down so they can go Google it.
Hey.
Because they don't know it.
They can do it very easily. All right. Sponsor, Bell County Commissioner Precinct 3, Bill Schumann.
Thank you,
long-term
Bill.
Sponsor, and we really appreciate him and all the work he does for Bell County and saves us a lot of money because he's a super engineer and a very smart guy on the rules and regulations.
And he doesn't waste his entire time as a Bell County commissioner trying to get a damned Confederate statue removed. What a maroon!
Yeah, okay.
I didn't say Louis Minor on the radio, did I?
No. Okay, all right. Go. Report on legislature. J6ers and carbon dioxide and the JBS. These are the topics I want to try to get through. So I'm going to hurry here and do a brief report on these items. On the legislature, 8 Republican Party of Texas priority bills reached the governor's desk out of 1,520 bills passed by the House and 813 passed by the Senate. House Bill 1243 restored felony for the offense of illegal voting. That had been reduced to a misdemeanor. Border security, interstate pact for border protection. Senate Bill 1900 relating to foreign terrorist organizations. Senate Bill 14 banning gender modification of children, gender reassignment, and some of the counseling and stuff that goes in with this when they use public money. To stop sexualizing Texas children, there were 5 bills on this. Senate Bill 1527 relating to human trafficking, which has been removed from the DOJ website now. House Bill 3, Public School Safety, Armed Personnel in Schools. Now, the third rail of politics is still God. Only God can take murder out of the heart. Senate Bill 29, Parental Rights and Educational Freedom from Certain COVID-19 Forced Actions. So, a little bit of good was done, but we have lots of things that we need to. Republicans, we can talk about those. The Republicans are split. The ones that are elected no longer reflect the values of those who put them in office, but the Democrats stick together. All right, conclusions. There are Republicans that side with Democrats more than they side with other Republicans. Let me repeat that. There are Republicans in the legislature that side with the Democrats more than they side with other Republicans. That is a rhino by definition. This was not a successful session, no matter what propaganda your representative tries to spew. 6% of priority bills filed were passed. Here is a website to find out all kinds of critical information. GrassrootsPriorities.com. Just leave out the spaces. GrassrootsPriorities.com. And this is a fantastic website for contacting your representative and find out what they've been doing. Now to January the 6th, to the rally. J6ers are still being rounded up by the DOJ, and they come using MRAPs and hordes of tactically vested FBI, even if the day before the people offered to turn themselves in. The Patriot Act is being used to remove their constitutional rights. Remember that we got into this trap because they lied about what was in the bill, and those who will give up essential liberties for security will have neither. The Texas couple, the Middletons, were arrested in April of 2021 for their participation in J6 rally. They started a foundation to support the J6ers. All right, American Patriot Relief Foundation is supporting the J6ers that have been attacked by the Biden administration and by their communities after being labeled domestic terrorists. AmericanPatriotRelief.org. AmericanPatriotRelief.org. These people are in desperate straits. They've been kicked out of their houses. They've had their homes foreclosed, had their leases canceled, all kinds of things. And if you think it can't help unto you, you better get a grip. All right, moving on to carbon dioxide. As our regular listeners know, the largest greenhouse gas is water vapor. It is not carbon dioxide, visible clouds, or the invisible gas like steam. 96% of the atmosphere is, 96% of the greenhouse gases is water vapor. 4% is carbon dioxide. 4% of carbon dioxide is man-made. 4% of man-made carbon dioxide is made in the United States. 3
1.75 molecules per million of the atmosphere are U.S.-made carbon dioxide. If you take the USA to a complete blackness, no transportation, shut us down, it makes no difference, and kill all of our cows, too. One of the most consistent effects of elevated atmospheric CO2 on plants. How are we doing here? We're getting
20
down.
Seconds. Get to a pause.
We'll come back into this after the break, and we'll talk about CO2 and the John Birch Society.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got a caller on the line, Colonel. They called and answered the short quote, and we're going to see if they got the right answer. And if they do, we got a $25 gift card to Ma's Place in Harker Heights. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
My name is Sandy Watts of Texas Star Real Estate. You know, there's a song by Chris Tomlin called Going Home. He sings, "I'm going home where the streets are golden, every chain is broken." This is one of my favorite songs, and I get so excited every time I hear it. But until that time comes, let me ask you, are you excited at the end of your day about going home? If not, it's time to give me a call about finding you a home that makes you excited for years to come. 325-668-1176 for all your real estate needs.
El Green Chile Meat Market, located at 1010 East 1st Street in Cameron, is your local hometown meat market. Fresh meat, fruits and vegetables, and a whole lot more. Breakfast, lunch and dinner meals, soups and appetizers, kids' plates and side orders. El Green Chile Meat Market is directly across from CEFCO Hilltop here in Cameron. For more info, call them at 254-605-4055 or go see them at 1010 East 1st Street in Cameron. El Green Chile Meat Market.
Veterinarian Dr. Valerie Bobbitt, owner of the Veterinary Medical Arts Center in Cameron, loves our pets just as much as we do. If your pet needs a wellness check, vaccinations, x-rays, or a specialty procedure, then Dr. Valerie and her staff can do it. Does your pet need spaying or neutering? The clinic can do that too. Call the Veterinary Medical Arts Center at 254-697-4737 if you have questions or wish to make an appointment. Our pets are part of the family. Let's take good care of them. Cameron Chiropractic in Milam County has been treating all kinds of physical conditions for over 30 years. Spinal decompression, lower back, leg, arm, and neck pain, tingling and numbness, neuropathy, and headaches. Cameron Chiropractic also provides testing for organ support as well. Call Cameron Chiropractic in Cameron at 254-697-4931, in Rockdale at 512-446-9595, or go to cameron-chiro.com.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Bitros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. AaronsGunshop.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Hi. Welcome back to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program. Okay, we're going to go right to the phone. I've got a caller on the line who got the, I think, got the answer to the short quote. Go ahead, put him on. Wayne, welcome to the program. How you doing today, buddy?
Pretty good.
Now, the quote was, give me liberty or give me death. And if you can tell me who the person is who said that, I've got either a free four-piece steak basket to Dairy Queen, or I've got a $25 gift certificate to Ma's Place in Harker Heights.
Patrick Henry.
Patrick Henry is right. Ding, 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 ding. You got it.
Where did he say that? When did he say it? Oh,
okay. Never mind.
Okay, so which one do you want? It's only a three-hour program.
Maybe the Dairy Queen one, I guess.
Dairy Queen, I just gave it to Shelby. She will put a clip on it with your name on it, and you can come by and pick it up. How's that, buddy?
All right. Appreciate it.
Sounds good. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling in. Colonel, take it away, sir.
All right. We're talking about CO2 and whether or not it's good or bad. The second major problem with the anti-CO2 global warming people is that there is nothing wrong with warm weather and more CO2. A study by Ainsworth and Rogers in 2007, one of the most consistent effects of elevated atmospheric CO2 on plants is an increase in the rate of photosynthetic carbon fixation by the leaves. Across a range of face experiments, with a variety of plant species, growth of plants at elevated CO2 concentrations, leaf photosynthetic rates increased by an average of 40%. Carbon dioxide concentrations are also important in regulating the openness of the stomata, this little pores on the bottom of the leaves, which keeps them from losing water. So the more CO2, the less water they lose, which increases their drought resistance. Plants flourish. People flourish. The world flourishes when we have more CO2. This is a complete power grab. Now, listen up for grabs in Texas, because Texas is now being attacked by the carbon capture pipeline people. And they want a right away through the middle of your farm to make a carbon capture pipeline. Yeah. Let's talk now a little bit about the John Birch Society. I am a member of the John Birch Society, and I have learned a tremendous amount since I joined this organization. Bill Hahn is the chief executive officer, and he has written some information here. I'm going to snatch a few paragraphs out of it. Defending our independence. Independence. To our four founding fathers, it meant everything. Charting one's destiny, keeping the fruits of one's labor, making a better life for one's family. Government wasn't viewed as a resource. Keep that in mind.
Yeah, that's key, yeah.
Read Article 2. The second paragraph of the Declaration of Independence, it states that the reason governments are instituted among men is to protect our liberties. It's not to provide for you or to pave your street. Right? Government wasn't viewed as a resource. It was viewed as a necessary institution to safeguard our God-given rights. All right. If you have anarchy like you have in San Francisco and Los Angeles or some of these places, you can't leave home because somebody will get in there and do something. We need a sheriff, or we need laws, somebody to protect your rights, but that's all we need, so you can go to work or you can travel and see the world, so you can use your liberties. It has to be balanced, or else it might interfere with the free exercise of our rights. If government were properly balanced, there might not be a John Birch Society. The John Birch Society is named after John Birch, a Baptist missionary to China. After being led to the remaining crew members of Colonel James Doolittle's raid in 1942, he helped them out of harm's way. So impressed by Birch's service, General Claire Chennault brought him into the Army as an intelligence officer. Birch risked his life to save countless Allied lives and earned the rank of captain. 10 days after World War II officially ended, the Chinese Communist killed him. They chose to violently kill Captain Birch by shooting and bayoneting him because the U.S. State Department was helping build up the Chinese communists instead of Chiang Kai-shek of Free China. And that's Taiwan now. Captain Birch's death was covered up for years. So we have a reason why we were named for the John Birch, a very virtuous guy there. There is no peace, no commitment anywhere to the honest commerce with all nations and entangling alliances with none. Unfortunately, that's another quote. Unfortunately, the same can be said today about those in the highest levels of our federal government and their fellow deep state or administrative state bureaucrats. The new world order is being built. Our agenda, the JBS, is designed to oppose the agenda of the conspiracy and to provide an offense for the restoration of the great nation using these very principles of the founding fathers. Now, the Department of Homeland Security awarded $40 million in grants to organizations to smear conservatives. The federal government, this is an aside, the federal government has been weaponized. The DOJ, FBI, Department of Homeland Security, you name it.
Can you say cocaine in the White House? Yes, absolutely.
Nobody can determine this. At the beginning of the year, we mentioned that our top three projects in JBS were to stop a constitutional convention, restore election integrity, and stop Agenda 2030. That's the carbon capture stuff. And highlighted constitutional tools such as nullification to help restore the republic. And the nullification is Article 6. This is the only way to enforce the Constitution. And we have to do that. All right. December 2023 is the 65th anniversary of the John Birch Society. And I would encourage you to go to jbs.org. Check out. We can have constitutional classes here in Cameron or anywhere in this area, Rockdale, all around the area. And
we need to coordinate that. I want to set something up like that. We were talking about it because it's very important. We've got to just find out the right place to do it, the right time, and the right method. I have a question for you, Colonel. Would you consider, I'm going to use an analogy here, a three-bedroom, two-bath house is equal
to... way too much. You need a one-room, no bath, down the hall, the bath.
Let me finish my point. Okay, let's just use a three-bedroom, two-bath as an analogy for government. Government is the three-bedroom, two-bath. In the bathrooms are the toilet, the sink, the shower, or tub. And you got to have some towels, toilet paper. In the living room, a couch, a TV, because it's a modern-day age. You need lights, air conditioning, the basics. The flowers...
Air conditioning is a basic?
The flowers, the paintings, the pictures, the antiques, and all that kind of stuff is the extra. So if you took the three-bedroom, two-bath house as government, it functions. The house functions with the lights, the toilet, the sink. All that extra stuff makes it look pretty or it fattens it or whatever. And I'm saying this for this reason. I'm a 25-cent guy. You're a dollar guy. For all you 25-centers out there, government's like a three-bedroom, two-bath house. It functions at the most basic level. That is what government needs to be. When you start adding pictures on the wall, when you start adding flowers on the table, drop cloths, all this kind of stuff, it's stuff added onto what government's not supposed to do.
When the government starts doing things for you, it's doing things to other people. And we have to stop that. The purpose of government is to protect our rights. It is not the job of the government to provide for you. So we're going to have to go with a lot of other things here. Our Declaration of Independence, I get a hard time, and I read this at the Bell County Republican meeting the other night. We're talking about marijuana and things. Why should the government be involved in stopping marijuana? We had prohibition back in the 20s, and it did not work. It brought on one of the largest businesses, the speakeasies and stuff, and illegal alcohol. Then we repealed it. It is not the business of government to enforce the moral code. Be extremely careful. It's like George Washington said about the government is like fire. It's a useful servant, but it's also an extremely dangerous when it gets out of control. and be cautious about asking government to enforce your blue codes and your morals, because you may not always be in charge.
What's the injection for somebody who's accepted the givings of the government and they're accustomed to it? What's the injection, the vaccine, to get them free of it?
Well, that's the whole problem, is starting out and getting people hooked on all this charity, but this not charity. It's taking away from one person and giving to another.
I know, but how do you break that cycle? How do you do it?
Well, we have to do it with education, and we know that the education department was taken over, created by the communists. So we have allowed this country to be almost, well, it is close to being destroyed.
We are junkies of the government.
And it takes personal responsibility. The John Birch Society and people like this that work to protect the country.
Colonel, very good. We're going to take a 3-minute break when we come back. Dr. Shelley Cole is in the studio. We'll be talking to her. Fantastic. HealthySuccessWorks.com. Colonel, we're going to talk. We'll figure something out. We'll get together. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
This is Lane Mills, the owner of Cameron's Fitness, and I'm very excited to tell you what we have to help you achieve your fitness goals. 24-hour access, free childcare, one-on-one training, group classes, affordable rates, and clean environment with modern equipment. Call today at 254-605-6429 and speak with one of our staff members on how to sign up and begin your physical transformation here in Cameron Fitness in the Milan Plaza.
Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical right here in Temple has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583. Hi, this is Matt with Logic Nation. I want to talk about Meguiar Tire. I've known these guys for a long time. Good friends of mine, Casey and the gang there. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114, or in Belton at 254-939-1357. Or simply yet, just go to MeguiarTire.com. They can handle all your tire needs and so much more. Check them out, MeguiarTire.com.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
Welcome to spring and summer and all that it has to offer. Grass cutting, weed killing, and mower maintenance. Thank goodness for Cameron Small Engines, located at 408 West Bat Street in Cameron. Cameron Small Engines provide sales of parts and equipment for Briggs & Stratton, Champion, Snapper, Echo, Kawasaki, and more. Service of lawn equipment is available by factory-trained and master-certified technicians. Stop by or call Cameron Small Engines at 254-697-3452 or go to CameronSmallEngines.com to get ahead of the cutting season.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Hour number two. Matt, your host, my wingman, the Colonel Rafer Brown. Judge Andy Isaacs had to leave, but I got my ditch doctor, former executive producer from a former show, Bill Huffman, in here. And I always like to say that, Bill, because I don't want to just call you a ditch doctor. There's way more to you than just being in a ditch doing your EMT stuff.
I'm a hell of a cook, too.
That's right.
Yep.
And I can't wait for us to discuss that. I'll keep it a secret for now. Now, I got Shelby. She's taking care of me. She's doing everything she needs to do to keep me on track. But right now, my special guest, Dr. Shelley Cole. Shelley, it's always a pleasure having you in the studio behind the golden microphone.
Yeah,
the golden
high cap microphone. What is this? How did I earn this honor to get the golden
microphone? You are all that in a bag of chips.
It's just, look at me. I'm behind the golden microphone. No way. I don't deserve it. Although I've been blessed with it, I don't deserve it. But you deserve it. Shelley, we like to have fun usually. You're here for 2 hours when you come on in, and we usually like to have fun the first, I don't know, 10 minutes or so, and then we get into it after the first break. So, guys, get out your humor, get out your questions. Let's hit it now. Anything you want to hit the doc with?
Well, and can I just say that it would be great? I would love to have so many people call in the show that I can't cover the topics that I want to.
That's great.
I mean, that would be a great thing because I really do want to cover what they want to talk about.
Absolutely. All week long, they've been asking about you.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're saying, who is she? What does she do? Let's ask about this. So I'm hoping that they'll call in. I've sent you those messages. So
right.
She's prepared, ladies and gentlemen. Give us a call. 254-697-6633. Since nobody's talking up here, what's up with you?
Well, you know, for a long, long time, I've taken people off medicines. And that's kind of the opposite of what my profession does, right? You know, I'm a medical doctor. I'm an MD. I did my training at the Mayo Clinic. I went to Texas A&M College of Medicine for medical school. And, you know, so I was trained traditionally in medicine. And I believed in it. I mean, absolutely, I was a believer. I was an insider, you know. I just remember the arrogance that they would just foster and encourage us to have, you know.
Well, wait a minute. You come from your father.
Right, right.
Now you're a young chick here.
Oh, thank you.
And your dad, but he was back in the day of when it was that I'm a doctor to serve the people. And then since he's older than you, obviously, your dad,
yeah.
And then times change, there's this swing where patents are available for
right.
Vaccinations and all this kind of stuff, and it started going to the money realm. But you,
yes.
You were a product of pureness,
well,
helping the people out.
I did see medicine at an era when it was very different than it is now. Let's just put it that way. And so when growing up and my family, in fact, I worked in my dad's office when I was 16 years old. I went into his office and I started working in the front office, and I had to do all of the billing calculations and everything. They used to have a paper sheet and you literally had to do the math longhand. You know, you're just sitting there calculating all these numbers. And so I actually like the business aspect of owning my own business. But it was very different. I mean, my dad charged $12 for an appointment.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Back then, was that a lot for $12 or just?
Was not enough. Let's just put it that way. No, no.
What time frame are we talking about?
We're talking about the late 70s, 1970s.
Okay.
And yeah, so he trained at Harvard, and he was a specialist, and yet he only charged about $12. Mm-hmm. I'd say that's probably the equivalent of,
$40
today. But Shelley, it's kind of, I'll just use the gun business, for example, and what I do. I enjoy what I do so much, helping people. I'd rather help a lot and
right.
make a little
right.
as compared to help a few and make a lot. So
right.
your dad's probably got that attitude. Yeah.
Supply and demand, but there is a threshold. And that kind of brings up an interesting thing that, you know, you talk about supply. One of the things that I noticed probably around 25, 26 years ago, in fact, I left a tertiary referral center 28 years ago yesterday.
Wow.
Yeah. And that anniversary came up on me. I go, yeah, and I remember. You know, I remember leaving. They asked me to resign. Okay.
The way we are, that's a compliment, right?
Right. Well, but I questioned myself. I thought, you know, is there something wrong with me? Am I a bad doctor? You know.
No, in reflection, looking at what we're doing now, we go, oh, that was a badge of honor. It's like Trump's two impeachments. Those are badges of honor.
Right. Right. You're right. You're right. But it took
okay, mark that down. I'm right. It's 10:08. It's Saturday.
one time. You're right.
But that's the way the world has changed. Back when Dr. Cole's dad was practicing medicine, he was in a position of trust. You could go to your physician, you could say anything to him, you could share your deepest, most innermost diagnoses and questions and statements with him, and you knew you could trust him to give you a schooled, loving, compassionate answer. He wasn't then going to call the doc. He wasn't going to then call the federal government and go, "Yeah, I just had Matt Beatros in my patient BR549, and he has guns in the home."
Guns in the home.
Okay, now I went in to see my doctor because I had a pain in my knee, and I had an X-ray that showed I had an osteophyte on my kneecap. And so, what's the doctor do? He asked me, "Do you eat red meat? How often do you eat red meat?" Can you believe that? That's one of the Greenies questions. He gets paid to collect data.
I would have said, yes, I do eat red meat, but it's only meat that I have clubbed to death with an organic stick.
It's only human meat.
Yeah, yeah, only, yeah, yeah. Totally. Do people count?
Show me you go so dark, man.
That's right.
Okay, we're back on the rails, Shelley. Go ahead.
Okay, okay. Well,
I told you the first 15 minutes.
But so when I went to college, 1980 was when I graduated from high school, and so that was a pivotal year in medicine because that's when the Bayh-Dole Act came out, and that was legislation, and so they, you know, touted in all this, we're trying to do good things for people, and that's always the way they try to, you know, convince us. But they said, you know, that there's not enough research in medicine, so we're going to allow universities and hospitals. Okay, now just picture this: a hospital to receive patents and royalties. So before this time, patents, about 5% of patents were private. The rest were the government, okay? Now, I'm not suggesting that's a good thing. The government has a whole bunch of patents, but I'm just saying that it changed drastically because then there was an incentive, obviously, for hospitals and universities to monetize science, which is what they did. They literally monetized science. And we are now 40 plus years into this, and it has had devastating consequences because the foundation of the science is completely flawed. The foundation where we lay one study on top of another study, now we can't trust them because, you know, just think of it this way. What if you were the chairman of the department, Matt, okay, and you had a researcher come in and he goes, you know what, I've got the most incredible diet, you're never going to believe it. I can treat high blood pressure, I can correct their cholesterol, they won't get diabetes, we can manage their weight, I can do all these things with this diet, it's incredible, can I have some money to study this, please?
No.
No.
Quietly behind the curtain, because if you do that, then we won't have continued business trying to supplement or support or...
Now, wait a minute. This is the university. I'm trying to make it very clear to people. So this is the university, and so they're not interested in keeping us sick. I mean, you know, they but now you have researcher number two come in. And he says, hey, you know, doc, I really would love to, you know, tweak the structure of that cholesterol medicine and we can get another patent. Can we do that?
You bet.
Yeah. Yeah. Why, and that's what it is.
If atorvastatin is so wonderful, why are there now six or seven statins? There are statins. Well, yes. this one's water-based. This one only works after the kidney releases this signal. This one, blah, blah, blah. You know, all we're doing is slicing and dicing. It all started out with atorvastatin.
You know, Bill, if we talk to Shelley Zocor, here.
Lipitor. It's back in the 80s. Mm-hmm. But look, Shelley here, she's an expert in her field.
The colonel, expert in the Constitution. There's a common thread here. It's called ignorance. It's called ignorance and apathy. The people out there on the Constitution side are apathetic and ignorant because they don't be taught. They're not being taught. I got 20 seconds. And then on the medical side, it's the same thing. We had faith in our doctors.
Right.
And now we have this mentality of, well, they said this is the way it's supposed to be this way. We must follow their instruction.
Right.
And all of a sudden, the light, the one, the Shelley, emboldens us with knowledge. And we go, okay, so what the question is, how do we reverse it? Education is the key. We're going to take a break. Be back in 3 minutes. Dr. Shelley Cole, see you on the other side.
Life is hard, but your finances shouldn't be. How have you weathered the storms of life these past 2 years? I am Melinda Bowles of Bowles Financial Group, an independent firm helping my community with financial services for over 23 years. Our focus is on you, your goals, your dreams, and developing a lasting relationship with you. Let us help navigate your financial journey to achieve balanced money, balanced life. Visit our website at BowlesFinancialGroup.com. That's B-U-L-L-S FinancialGroup.com to get started with your unique client relationship journey.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations, or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits, plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top-shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
I'm Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Come join us at our next free workshop. Call 254-773-8339 and ask for Dolores. Or go to our website at healthysuccessworks.com. Don't wait. We have limited space. See you soon.
Matthew Cole has been serving Cameron and the Milam County area with lawn services for over 25 years. Now, he's expanding into welding and fabrication. With 5 years' experience in that regard, he can help you with 24/7 mobile welding services, emergency repairs, equipment repairs, custom fabrications, trailer rebuilds and other trailer work, custom metal art, and more. For all your welding and fabrication needs, turn to a name you already trust in Matthew Cole with Scrappy Welding. Call 254-482-1935 to see how they can assist you. Have you had an auto accident? What about hail damage? Sam's Collision and Tent, located north of Buckholz on FM 1915, can fix and repair minor or major damage to your car, truck, or RV. Your lights dim, window tint peeling? Sam's Collision can fix that too. Give Sam a call at 254-697-1617 for an estimate on your repair. 15 years experience and iCar Platinum certified. Sam's Collision, 254-697-1617.
El Green Chile Meat Market, located at 1010 East 1st Street in Cameron, is your local hometown meat market. Fresh meat, fruits and vegetables, and a whole lot more. Breakfast, lunch and dinner meals, soups and appetizers, kids' plates and side orders. El Green Chile Meat Market is directly across from CEFCO Hilltop here in Cameron. For more info, call them at 254-605-4055 or go see them at 1010 East 1st Street in Cameron. El Green Chile Meat Market. Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host, Dr. Shelley Cole, is in the studio. Give us a call here at 254-697-6633. Shelley, got a question. People are listening and watching.
Okay.
I got a question here, so let me just broadcast it here, and you can make your statement about it. Quote, I have a friend who has cancer, and therapies have been exhausted. I have given this person your contact information. Can Shelley help people with their cancers?
Well, let's talk a little bit about cancer. And yes, we can help people. We do supportive care. In fact, Bill here works at our infusions. He's our infusion specialist.
Yes, ma'am.
We do treatments called ozone therapy. And so, yes, but let's back up a little bit. Like, why aren't these treatments working? Why doesn't radiation work? Why doesn't surgery work? Why doesn't chemotherapy work? So let's look at them.
I'm going to guess because you haven't stopped the initial problem of what's causing it in the first place.
Very good, Matthew.
Wow.
Because what those therapies do is they try to kill that symptom, and hopefully we can kill the symptom to death without killing you all the way dead.
So we can make more money off it.
Yeah, we'll kill you mostly dead.
Listen, back almost 100 years ago now, back in the 1930s, there was a Nobel laureate, Otto Warburg.
What's that book's name? I know. I remember. I listened to you. I remember it.
What's
we know everything there is to know about cancer.
Oh, we do. We do know everything there is. We knew it in 1931, wow. Okay? And so he said, once the cell, the body's cell, drops to less than 60% of its oxygenation, then we get cancer. Okay? So once we stop oxygenating our cells, that's when we get cancer. Cancer is when the body grows blood vessels to get to oxygen.
Wow.
Okay? It's just trying to get more oxygen. That's what angiogenesis, or the definition of cancer, is.
Okay, so to do a visual with words, one who is aware of this and takes care of their body to make sure that the cells get the oxygen they need, they should be, of course, there's always exceptions, should be okay. Those who have...
No.
Well, let me finish my statement.
Okay, all right.
And those who have cancer, even though if you have cancer, if you were to restore the oxygen level, it would presumably heal, stop.
Yeah, it's cancer cells can't grow. Okay.
Does it ever get to a point where it gets past the point of no return?
Yes. I mean, you know, when the growth is taken over that area, yes. So just understand that there are many, many things in our environment that weren't here 130 years ago.
Okay.
One are the electromagnetic fields. Okay. This is a non-ionizing radiation that damages DNA. Okay. But it also causes fluctuations in voltage in our bodies. Our bodies have voltage, mm-hmm. right? I mean, everyone's had a spark, you know, from electrical voltage. Our hearts run on voltage. Our brains have EEGs. We have voltage in our bodies, okay? And so when the electromagnetic fields around us, because now we've got 5G, we got 4G, we got 3G. They didn't take away 4G, 3G, 2G. They just keep adding on to it, okay? And so the last time they actually even studied this was back in, and they did, you know, regulatory protections for us in the United States was 1996. I mean, we didn't even have smartphones, okay? So there are a lot of things that cause lack of oxygen in the body. And one is when our voltage in our body declines. And so then we start to have less oxygen, and that's when tissues try to grow. They build blood vessels to try to go to an area that has more oxygen.
And the other thing you've got to talk about is sugar.
Right, right.
That's
because
cancer's best friend.
Right. The cancers cannot burn fat. Okay, cancer cells cannot utilize fat because they don't have oxygen. They grow in in a poor environment of oxygen, okay? And so what happens is you've got to have an environment with a lot of sugar for a cancer to grow.
Right.
Okay? So let's think about the what how they treat it now. Does a surgery fix that? Oxygenation in the body?
I would think not.
No. So cutting it out didn't work. Okay. Well, what about radiation?
I would think not due to the fact, based on your definitions.
Just burning it out. Okay, what about chemo?
Same thing.
So chemo just, you know, the to put it bluntly, you know, everything dies so the quote, good cells come back. You know, that's kind of the thinking. Now that's pretty radical.
Shelley, do you realize what you're saying is so simple that I don't know if a lot of people can comprehend it? I'm listening to you. I already know this. I already know from our conversations before. It is so contradictory to what we've been taught, heard, or told. It's crazy.
So
it's,
you say, well, the therapies that go on in Dr. Cole's office, the MAH that we do, the blood transfusion with the infusion of ozone gas into the blood and return to the patient, if that's effective, why don't they do it at the Mayo Clinic? Well, the answer is because you can't charge a bazillion dollars for ozone gas. You can't charge bazillion dollars for an IV that then is returned
like
to the patient.
Or $20,000 for a chemotherapeutic agent for 1 month's treatment.
Right.
You know, both of you just said something, and I just watched The Sound of Freedom, and the actor states that the sex trade business with children is going to surpass everything else, the drug business, because you sell, I don't know, a bag of cocaine, it's used up one time.
Right, right.
You get a young child and you can use them over and over and over again in one day for 6 to 10 years. It's the same concept with this. Heal the problem, it's done. But you keep taking care of the symptoms and you can get money over and over and over again for a course of time. Would that be a good analogy?
I think
so. That's why they're doing it too, so they can get different streams of revenue.
That's what I believe totally.
New meds. I mean,
I totally believe that.
Believable.
You know, that's I wish that we could film a documentary inside Dr. Cole's office. I wish I could take one patient.
I'll hold the camera.
I wish I could take one patient. You could see her come in. So sick, so pale, so withered. And sit down in the chair, and I'm thinking, God, I hope I can get an IV started on this woman. She was so frail. She was so sick. But you fight and fight and fight. We get it. You've got to have it to save her life. So you do it.
Yeah.
We get the IV started. Now, let's visit this woman twice a week for 2 months. 2 months later, she comes in. She walks in, she's smiling, she's shining, her skin color is good, her eyes sparkle, she looks great, and she walks in, she flops down on the chair, I go, hello dear, it's good to see you again. She said, hi, I say, how are you feeling? She said, better every day.
You set it up, you get approval, I'll document it.
Well, and I'll tell you, you know, what was the most rewarding part about, I know who you're talking about.
I know you do.
And was that she was actually able to go on walks with her family on the vacation instead of sitting in the hotel room waiting for them to come back. She went on the walks with them.
And when she sits down in my chair at the end of 2 months and pulls up her sleeves like this, I say, which side did we start on last time? Because she's got two good ones on either side. I'm just worried about scarring now.
Yeah. So what do you want to do? Do you want to do Miraculous Mondays, Wonderful Wednesdays, or Fantastic Fridays?
Well, so we don't say that ozone will cure cancer. Okay?
We can't say that.
We say that any type of modality, whatever you're going to do, if you're going to do radiation, if you're doing chemo, if you're going to cut it out, ozone is going to help you. Ozone is absolutely going to help. And so it's a whole different paradigm of what causes disease.
Yes.
Okay? And so what causes disease is lack of energy.
That spark.
When you can't make energy in your body, that's when we age, and then we start getting diseases, okay? And cancer is ultimately one of those. And so if we can help the body make energy, and that's what ozone does.
Yes.
It literally is like taking a baseball and throwing the oxygen molecule to the cell, saying, here, have it. Yeah, you can take it.
You can see it. In the process, you can see it. I pull the blood out, and it's Aggie Maroon. Yeah. I put the blood back in. It is bright cherry red.
Yeah, I've seen that. I've seen that. That's wild.
It's dramatic.
Okay, look, I'm coming to a break, hard break here. I've got Dr. Shelley Colon. Give me a call, 254-697-6633. If you got a question, go to Facebook Live, type it in. We'll read it out here. If you know me, you can text me, email me, whatever. We'll be back in 3 minutes, Dr. Shelley Colon.
Is the place to go get your Nutrina feed for your livestock, medicine to help keep them healthy, and also available are lawn and garden supplies, gifts, and clothing. Pick up your supplies through their drive-thru or walk inside and shop. Cameron Farm and Ranch, located at 308 North Bannon in Cameron, or call them at 254-697-6966.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas. We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook. I'll be here once a month talking a little theology and politics and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
The Texas Resale Company of Cameron, located at 1401 West 4th Street in Cameron and second location right off of Highway 79 in Franklin, are retail sellers of Durskin portable buildings and CNH carports. Need extra space? Need to protect your vehicles from hail damage? Texas Resale Company can design one just for you. Rent-to-own options available, no credit checks, low-down payments. Call Terry Gellner at 979-255-6083. Check out Texas Resale Company of Cameron and Franklin. Call now.
U.S. Navy SEAL Chris Kyle said, "It's our duty to serve those who serve us. In memory of Chris, military veterans, first responders, and their families, the nonprofit American Valor Foundation was formed. Please show your support by donating to this foundation at AmericanValorFoundation.org. Also, go to their AFV gear page to purchase hats, shirts, jackets, and more. Use the promo code RADIO to get a 20% discount on all purchases. That's AmericanValorFoundation.org or call 254-459-8224. The American Valor Foundation, serving those who serve us."
Jason Bain, the owner of Backup Tactical, has been a shooting and firearms enthusiast since he was a teenager in the early 80s. Everything he makes is made in the USA using the latest and most precise CNC and machining equipment. Backup Tactical makes threaded barrels, an endless selection of thread protectors, magazine extensions, and compensators for pistols. Backup Tactical stands behind their products more than anyone else in the firearms industry. Contact them now on the internet at backuptactical.com or call Jason at 561-560-0850.
Veterinarian Dr. Valerie Bobbitt, owner of the Veterinary Medical Arts Center in Cameron, loves our pets just as much as we do. If your pet needs a wellness check, vaccinations, x-rays, or a specialty procedure, then Dr. Valerie and her staff can do it. Does your pet need spaying or neutering? The clinic can do that too. Call the Veterinary Medical Arts Center at 254-697-4737 if you have questions or wish to make an appointment. Our pets are part of the family. Let's take good care of them.
everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. To my right is Dr. Shelley Cole, HealthySuccessWorks.com. Check her out. She's awesome, doing great things for lots of people. You know, Shelley, number, first of all, 254-697-6633. Give us a call if you got a question for the doc. We'd be more than happy to put you on the air. Keep it anonymous if necessary. Shelley, let's talk about shot records when it comes to kids back in the day, currently now, what's right, going on, and right, all the things that seem to be happening. Like, I always forget the name of it. It was one in 250,000. Now it's one in 36.
Oh, no. Remember, they used to say one in a million.
What's it called, though?
Autism.
Autism. Yeah. Gosh, I wish we didn't know that term. You all, autism is, it's an epidemic. It's an epidemic.
But gosh, there's a cure for it. The Amish know it. They just won't tell you.
Yeah, but Shelley, Bill, what you're saying, it's right, because you didn't take it. But if you'll notice, the spike is when they keep putting drugs into kids. They keep, let's give you 32 shots now instead of 4 or 5.
Right, right. Well, when they monetized science, okay, the Big Pharma came to the Reagan administration in 1986 and said, there's so much liability in vaccinations that we're going to stop making them. And the Reagan administration said, well, why don't you make them safer then?
Hello?
sounds like a good thing to do.
We're sounds gonna, like a Reagan thing to say,
you
doesn't
know,
it?
Well, he said, why don't you make them safer?
I'm going to give you that mic. This is a directional mic. That one will come.
Okay. And so they said, no. Vaccines are unavoidably unsafe.
What does that tell you?
And we did, and tell so, us the rest of the story. They didn't really do anything, actually.
Unsafe. But what do we tell the public? Oh, it's one in a million. No, you're not going to have any problem with vaccinations. It's one in a million chance of a problem.
If that was really the fact, in your opinion, Shelley,
right,
is that acceptable? Because we always know something.
One in a million?
That would be like, yeah, I don't want that one in the million to get it, but in the overall scheme of things, I've got to accept that there's going to be something that happens sometimes.
Everyone has their different threshold, and that's a really important thing, because number needed to treat is really a very personal, number. So if I were to tell you that the and let me just say this one thing about autism, because I don't want to miss it. In 1970, it was 1 in 10,000. 50 years later, 1 in 36.
Something changed.
Okay, so you have to understand, it cannot be genetic, because you don't have a genetic abnormality that is that common. Okay, it's an environmental issue. Something is going on, and so
I hate to keep doing this, but I want to make this emphasis. I'm sorry.
Stop interrupting.
But it's like they're. I see all these commercials. Well, we need to accept that, and we need to.
Embrace it. Yeah, and instead of find out what's causing it?
That's it. That's why I said what I said. Yes, you say it so much better. Find what the problem is instead of accepting it. It's just like when I say racism, you don't like it, don't accept it.
No, that's like with trans people. Find out what's wrong with them instead of accepting it.
Well, you know the suicide rate for them.
Yeah, yeah. It's drastic.
It's about 7.7 times. It's devastating. It's devastating.
Yep. They're mentally
well, we were waiting there, Rayford.
Okay, they're mentally ill to start with. They have emotional, mental disease.
And you're not being ugly when you say that.
No, this is just a fact. And the surgery doesn't cure it. And after they have it, now they regret the surgery, and they still have what they originally had, the misorientation issues.
I don't know if I completely agree with that. I mean, just to make a blanket statement that they have a mental disorder, I mean, we need to know what it is. I'm just telling you, the stats are they 7.7 times greater risk of suicide.
But we're making them happy, and we're confirming them when we do gender modification and we slash their bodies apart and destroy them permanently, sterilize them.
Doesn't the majority of that increase come from the ones who haven't reached maturity yet?
Well, listen, I mean, that's a whole nother discussion, is You know, doing it pre-pubertal, you know, giving them hormone blockers and that kind of thing. I mean, and they'll never be able to grow and develop. You know, that's just absolutely devastating. And I think that, you know, they're in the past, when we trained at Mayo, I don't remember doing any transitions. We did not do any transitions. We did have a medical condition that men looked like women. It was called testicular feminization. And they just don't have a hormone receptor that makes them look male, but they actually are male. So they grow all their life. They think that they're female, and then they can't, they don't menstruate. And so they come
What?
Yeah, yeah.
You lost me.
What? Yeah, yeah. Listen, that was the only condition in my mind that I kind of like didn't want to slam the person with the information. Like, well, you're really male. I know you thought you were a female all this time, but you're really a male. And
can't you pull your pants down and figure it out?
No. So they physically are very voluptuous women. They have no masculinization. They're men genetically. They have an X and a Y, and they have gonads, okay, but the testicles never descended. They have no, you know, penis, a male penis, okay? Wow. I mean, yeah, it's called testicular feminization. And so that was a devastating condition. And so we did treat those patients.
I never heard of that.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, so I would just say to them, well, your gonads can increase your risk for cancer, because if men's testicles don't descend, this is not what I wanted to talk about, but it's okay. If we have callers, then we can talk about anything they want to. But anyway, if the testicles don't descend, your risk for cancer goes up. And so we would tell them, your gonads never moved, your risk for cancer is higher. And so that I did try to be delicate, because the person had been raised as a girl. Okay.
Very special situation.
And very, very rare. You know, that's what we would get at Mayo.
Being,
you know,
in radio for the length of time I've been in radio, when conversations like this happen, it's very good. Because it's the inner passion of knowledge and wisdom and wanting to understand. So don't think we went off the rail. This is very good conversation, because it goes to its natural element.
Well, but I also think that it... You know, what has happened was we gave the patient the information that they needed. Okay. That one exception, I didn't really want to slam them over the, you know, head with, oh, you're really a male. Did you know that? You know, you're a male. That would have psychological consequences that, you know, the person would,
sure,
you know, very struggle with for the rest of their lives. So, so we did, you know, tout that. We were very careful about how we approach that conversation with the patient. But other than that, we tell the patient the truth. You know?
Shelley, is it better just to accept what you've been given in the mental sense as compared to trying to fix it if it's that severe? I'm thinking if that was me in that situation.
Oh, no. We weren't trying to make him a male. We took their gonads, their testicles out.
To avoid the cancer.
To avoid the cancer. Then they lived as females. They wouldn't be able to have a baby. We just told them, I'm really sorry. You know, sometimes we would build a vagina. We used to do that. But we didn't do a lot of transitioning. No, certainly not, you know, when I was there.
Very interesting. Never heard of that.
Autism and vaccines.
Yes.
Thank you, Shelby.
Yes.
Getting us back on the
track.
Well,
so in any kind of procedure, anything you're going to do, you always want to know how many of that treatment does it take to get the benefit that they're reporting? Or how many does it cause harm? And so the number needed to vaccinate for the COVID vaccine, are y'all curious about how many people had to take the COVID vaccine
I'm waiting
to save one case of COVID?
I'm waiting with bated breath.
Well, there I have three studies. A large database from Israel really said around 16,000. But the deaths So to save one death from COVID was 16,000 at the very least, and probably more like 100,000. You'd have to vaccinate more than 16,000 people to save one death.
So what you're saying is it's not worth it. Is that what you're saying?
The side effects of the vaccine.
Well, you decide. I mean, so when we've got, what's the percentage of people that had adverse reactions to the vaccine?
That's my point. That's my point. Absolutely. Look, I'm 25% here. So in other words, what you're saying here with the statistic is to save one person, 16,000, and we see all those VAERS and other things of problematics with the vaccine. Why even do it?
To save one life from COVID, you killed four from a heart attack. That's what the adverse reactions were.
Right, I'm pressed on a hard break here. We're going to take a 3-minute break. When we come back, Dr. Shelley Cole, 254-697-6633. Shelley, a lot of times when people don't call, it's because it's like me. I'm listening. And they, I got a call. Call. Give us a call. You got a perfect opportunity here. Doesn't cost you a dime. Be back in three.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
Hi, my name is Sandy Watts of Texas Star Real Estate. You know, there's a song by Chris Tomlin called Going Home. He sings, "I'm going home where the streets are golden, every chain is broken." This is one of my favorite songs, and I get so excited every time I hear it. But until that time comes, let me ask you, are you excited at the end of your day about going home? If not, it's time to give me a call about finding you a home that makes you excited for years to come. 325-668-1176 for all your real estate needs.
A duo that's perfect together. That's Cox's Heating and AC and Lennox. Cox's Heating and AC is your local Lennox dealer, and we're committed to making your family's home comfort our top priority. With a wide assortment of Lennox products to offer, Cox's Heating and AC will ensure your home's air is perfect for your family. Call us today at 254-697-4252 to learn more about how you can experience expert service and care offered by Cox's Heating and AC. Dealer license number TACLB009432E. Ladies and gentlemen, I've known Mac Harmon, the owner of Quick Wrench Automotive in Temple, for over 10 years. This guy seriously knows his stuff. I would literally load a vehicle on a flatbed trailer and bring it to him if it was really necessary. If you have a problem with your vehicle, call Quick Wrench Automotive first. The number's 254-935-2145. His oil change prices are the best out there, too. Only $19.99 plus tax. Yes, you heard me right. Call Quick Wrench Automotive now, 254-935-2145. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Bitros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. aaronsgunshop.com. We'll be right back. back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host, finishing up the second hour, final segment. Got another hour to go. Dr. Shelley Cole is in the studio. Ladies and gentlemen, I am very proud in a humble way, if that makes any sense. I'm not proud to boast. I'm just humbled by who I'm associated with. And I've got the wagon wheel with all the seasoned oak spokes. The Colonel's one, Bill's another, Dr. Shelley. I've got Shelby here doing a fantastic, all the people. And I'm just humbled in the presence of it. You need to call. This is a great opportunity. We're not just talking to amateurish type of people. I find the best people I can find.
You don't have to identify yourself.
Right. Yeah, it's totally anonymous. We'll say, hey, John or Jane. It doesn't matter. So feel free. You're totally secure. I would never give up your privacy. This is an opportunity, and I totally understand and I respect that you're concerned about it, but trust me, I'm not gonna do anything to harm you. So let's go ahead and take the call hot. That mic's dead. You'll take my mic. Go ahead and take the cold call. Welcome to the program, caller. How you doing? Who am I speaking to?
I'm doing good. Name's Earl.
Earl, how you doing, buddy? You got a question for Dr. Shelley?
Yes, sir, I do.
All right, go ahead, buddy.
All right, I've been taking allopurinol for the past 2 years, and I was wondering if there's any long-term side effects with it.
So is that for gout?
Yes, and my whole right leg.
Yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit about what happens when the protein you eat can't be fully utilized. Okay, so let's talk about that. There are 8 amino acids that your body cannot make. Okay, we call those essential. Whenever we put that word essential in front of a medical term, that means your body can't make it. You got to get it from an outside source and bring it in. Okay. So there are 8 of them that our bodies can't make. Technically, there are 9, but over time, as we age, we learn to make that 9th one. So there are 8 that our bodies can't make. And so if you are void of those 8, then the protein that you use can't fully be utilized. That was probably not the best way of putting it. But let's talk about the way we can tell, because like the egg, the protein in an egg is the most utilized protein of any food that we eat, barring breast milk. Breast milk has 49% of the protein in breast milk is utilized as protein. That means 51% is not, okay? When you eat meat, and you think, I'm getting a nice, you know, sirloin steak. I'm eating a chicken breast. I'm having fish. 32% of the protein in that high-protein food is utilized as protein. And we know that because we can actually do studies that look at the urine and see that the protein is being sent out into the urine, and we call that amino acid utilization. And so let's just pretend to make a muscle cell, okay? 1/2 of a muscle cell, what we call actin, there's myosin and then there's actin, takes 6,100 amino acids. Those are the building blocks to make proteins. And so here you are, you're going along, you get to 5,800, you're building this muscle cell. I know Matt likes to make muscle. Is that right? You want to hear the story?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, all right.
My age, I'm not worried about muscles.
Well, but maybe you should be. Maybe you should be. Anyway, so what happens is, let's say we get to 5,800 and we don't have one of those essential amino acids that we absolutely need.
Shelley, can I interject?
No, because I've got to finish this concept.
But it's not the muscle definition. It's
right.
The muscle mass. Isn't that what you're talking about? Is muscle mass?
We're making... I'm not
looking for cutting or ripping.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I know. Okay. So, thank you, Matt. Thank you. So, what happens is when we don't have that essential amino acid, the protein that you ate, that you were building, it, the body doesn't go and put it to the side and say, oh, let's all wait for a leucine. We're going to have half of a muscle cell over here waiting for leucine. Uh-uh. That body can't do that. And so it kicks the nitrogen, which is the protein component of the cell. It kicks it to the liver. Okay. This is, Earl, what comes in to your question. And so the liver says that's toxic. That's dangerous. We've got to get it out. And it excretes it as uric acid into the urine. Okay. That's what the gout is, when you have excess amount of protein that's being excreted. Okay. And so if you're eating, if you have all those essential amino acids that you need, then you don't get to that point. The body is able to grab the leucine it needs, and you finish making the... The rest of the cell that's left is turned into sugar, okay? And sugar makes your insulin go up, and insulin causes inflammation. And inflammation can cause pain, and it can cause fatigue. It can cause a lot of problems. So it's really important to get the essential amino acids. So these products that have whey protein, they do not have the full complement of essential amino acids. And neither does the collagens that you can purchase. So anyway, that's it. So you need your essential amino acids. And, you know, if you wanted to come into the office, we've got those 8 essential amino acids in powder form. And, you know, we'd love to meet you. You can come and buy a scoop of it and see if you like it.
Well, I guess that's why I'm doing all kinds of tests. All right, man, bye.
All right, bye-bye. Bill, let's take this one. I want to get it before the break. Caller, welcome to the program. Dr. Shelley's on the line. You got a question for Dr. Shelley?
Yeah, this is Mike. Dr. Shelley, Mike. I want to get the... this is Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Hi. I want to get the shingles vaccine, but I'm afraid to. Is there such a thing as a safe shingles vaccine?
Is there such a thing as what?
A safe shingles
vaccine.
A safe one. Okay.
Yes.
Well, can we take a little bit of history? Because, you know, we're talking about chickenpox, and all of the kids are vaccinated from chickenpox as of 1995 when they put it on the childhood schedule. So what happened before kids would get natural immunity? They would get the chickenpox, which is a fairly benign condition, and they would get chickenpox. And when they would, their parents and their grandparents would have like a little booster. Okay? It was kind of like being around somebody who has a chickenpox is like a little booster. Okay? Well, since we're no longer getting any more chickenpox with natural immunity, we are dealing now with rampant shingles, and the consequences are devastating. And so the scare tactics of you've got to have the vaccine, you've got to have the vaccine. What I would say to you is, in any kind, we shouldn't be scared of these viruses, okay? We need our immune system to be strong and robust, and we need it to be calm. We need it in an acute situation. We want it to go up. If we have a splinter in our finger and, you know, the immune system comes and brings all the little white blood cells to the finger and it helps protect us. But we don't want chronic inflammation all the time. And that's what the vaccines have done for us. So I'm hoping that we can cover the newborn vaccine. I just would like to cover hepatitis, if we could.
Well, we only got about a couple of minutes on this segment, Shelley.
Like, so when we come back.
To use the 25-cent version of me, when Mike was asking, is the vaccine safe, are you saying don't even do the vaccine? Just
Well, Mike, did you get the COVID vaccine?
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
I'm your patient.
Oh, well, hi, Mike.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, hi. Okay, so you didn't get the vaccine. We know the COVID vaccine has the most serious adverse events, most hospitalizations, most deaths, of all recorded vaccines in the VAERS. But believe me, this has been going on a long, long time. This is not new. We need to look at every single vaccine, just like we do all of these things, like the allopurinol. We need to talk and look at all of these medications one by one by one and see if they can hold up and really are a benefit, or are they a risk to us?
Okay. Are any of those serum-based vaccines anymore, or is all something else?
Well, listen, the rate of autism in 2014 skyrocketed because of fetal cells and then these hidden viruses that we don't know how to clean them out of vaccines.
Mike, I got to go to a hard break. I appreciate the call, buddy. We're going to take a break. Dr. Shelley Cole, top of the hour coming up. Be back in 3 minutes. See you on the other side. Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Beatros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. AaronsGunshop.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I've known Mac Harmon, the owner of Quick Ranch Automotive in Temple, for over 10 years. This guy seriously knows his stuff. I would literally load a vehicle on a flatbed trailer and bring it to him if it was really necessary. If you have a problem with your vehicle, call Quick Ranch Automotive first. The number is 254-935-2145. His oil change prices are the best out there, too. Only $19.99 plus tax. Yes, you heard me right. Call Quick Ranch Automotive now. 254-935-2145.
Award-winning Lennox equipment backed by the expertise of your local Lennox dealer, Cox's Heating and AC. That's the perfect pair for your air, giving you perfect air season after season. For a limited time, we're offering up to $1,900 in rebates on a brand-new Lennox Ultimate Comfort System, or qualified buyers make no payments, incur no interest for 6 months when financing a new Lennox system. The industry-leading Lennox equipment with the expertise of Cox's Heating and AC is a duo that's unmatched. Contact us to learn more today. Call 254-697-4252. Conditions apply. See dealer for details. Dealer license number DAC. CLB009432E.
Hi, my name is Sandy Watts of Texas Star Real Estate. You know, there's a song by Chris Tomlin called Going Home. He sings, "I'm going home where the streets are golden, every chain is broken." This is one of my favorite songs, and I get so excited every time I hear it. But until that time comes, let me ask you, are you excited at the end of your day about going home? If not, it's time to give me a call about finding you a home that makes you excited for years to come. 325-668-1176 for all your real estate needs.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
Welcome back back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program, hour number three. Matt, your host, the Colonel, my wingman, Rayford Brown, to my left, the Ditch Doctor, Bill Huffman, to my right, and my special guest host, Dr. Shelley Cole, is in the studio. Shelby keeping me on the rails. Give me a call here, 254-697-6633. Don't forget we're simulcasting here on 105.1 FM and also at 98.5 FM. You can watch us live at Facebook on at aaronsgunshop.com. The number is 254-697-6633. And it'll all be in podcast form at Apple, Spotify, and Podbean. Shelley, I have a question.
I sense frustration.
There is frustration. Yeah. But I understand the frustration, because the frustration comes from the question. Let's use Mike's question of
the shingles vaccine.
The shingles vaccine, is it good or bad? Should I take it or not? Yes or no? The tetanus shot, which I've asked a couple of times because I worked the ranch and I got the barbed wire and I stepped on the nail, all this kind of stuff. And you've always heard from your little kid, oh, you stepped on the nail, got to get a tetanus shot. 10 years, good to go, blah, blah, blah. Now we have COVID vaccines. I don't know what they're putting in it. I don't know what to trust. I need a solid answer. But it's almost impossible to get a solid answer because every person is different.
Well, I go back to the number needed to vaccinate. So let's say that, Matt, you had a family member near and dear to you that died of chickenpox, okay? Well, that changes you. That changes your core. You kind of go, well, man, I'll do anything to prevent that from happening. You know what I mean? Versus somebody who's had no idea, has never had anyone, you know, the people that they've experienced chicken pox, you know, they get over it. It's no big deal, not to worry. So everyone's life experiences come and has to play a role in their medical decisions. And so I know I'm sounding evasive or whatever, but it's not a yes or a no answer. That's why they get away with this, because it's so complicated. And so I would really like to talk about day one of birth, okay? We are giving children day one of birth a vaccine called hepatitis B, okay? Now, hepatitis B, does anyone know what causes hepatitis B?
No, but can I ask a question before you do that?
Yeah, yeah.
Let's go back. Let's just say the 50s, because you and I, we always use the 50s as kind of the guideline.
Right.
Did they give the shots at birth back then?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. So they didn't do it then.
When I was in med school in the middle 80s, they started to give us, and listen, my children are fully vaccinated, okay? And I was believing and trusting them with these vaccinations. And so, yes, in med school, the way you get hepatitis is you get a needle stick, or you have a sexual partner that's at risk. Okay. You get it through blood, semen, vaginal secretions. Okay. And IV, dirty needles. Okay. Now, do babies?
No.
Do babies have sexual activity?
No. None of that.
Okay. So then we say, okay, well, is it mom? You know, and we could actually do a test on mom called the surface antigen.
Meaning the mom gave it to the baby?
Right, right. Okay. That is the concern, is if your mom has hepatitis B and during the delivery, it's transmitted to the baby. And we could do a simple test for about $24 called the surface antigen and see, does mom have it or not? But we don't do that, do we? We give the baby, whose immune system is not even matured yet, okay? And guess what's in that vaccination?
No idea.
Aluminum. 250 micrograms of aluminum. Now, do you want to know what the threshold, the tolerable threshold that the FDA says that a baby should have? No more than this.
What?
15.
Shelley, then who comes up with the concept idea to put aluminum in a shot? I don't get it.
Because they want to rev up our immune systems. And so our inflammation goes, this chronic inflammation issue happens.
Okay, I'm going to say this on me. And okay. You tell me if you want to accept it or not. If you don't want to accept it, you tell me. This is a methodical, thought-out process. It is like, I know what this will do to the human body, and I know what I can do once the human body responds this way to make tons and tons of money. Because that's the bottom line. Mm-hmm. Because if they wanted to heal it, they'd heal it. But if they don't, they want to cure. They want to maintain it. So it's a monetary thing. Am I right or wrong?
Yes, you are right. And I will tell you, back in the early 1900s, they added mercury to the vaccines because they wanted to rev up the immune system. So their criteria is, how many antibodies do we make? And that necessarily doesn't really need to be important, because we don't keep making antibodies to COVID when we get over it. They go down. Our immune system goes down, right? And so then when we're exposed to it again, it goes back up, right? But you don't carry immunity for the COVID vaccine, you know, like making trillions of antibodies to COVID, and you've already gotten over it.
Why do you carry antibodies for other things, but you can't have it for that?
Well, there is natural immunity for COVID. What do you mean?
Disregard that question. Never mind.
I think what she's saying is that I forget the mic. I think what she's saying is that you do possess the antibodies, but not in sufficient quantity.
Right.
So it's like you've saved the recipe.
So you diluted the effect of it?
You've saved the recipe.
Their memory. They know. If we see it again, if we see COVID again, then our antibodies start going back up.
Right. Okay. The body holds that recipe in the back and says, oh, we're under attack. And they say, what flavor is it? It's COVID. Okay, let me get in my cookbook. I've got the recipe for COVID, and we're making the antibodies.
Yep.
You see Google's definition for why they give those vaccines at birth?
No.
To prevent liver disease.
Okay.
That's Google's actual definition of...
Right. So, because they don't trust Google mother, they don't trust mother to tell you that, you know, they're promiscuous or they've used IV heroin or these kind of things. They don't have to... We don't trust parents necessarily with that, because we do test.
Right. Do we still put silver nitrate in the baby's eyes?
Yeah, they do, but I don't want to get into that. Yeah, uh-huh. I mean, it's ridiculous. So, but... You all, hepatitis B, the only chance that the baby is at risk of it is if mother has it. Okay, so that's the only risk factor. And so if we tested mom for $24, then we could see. So why are they giving it day one? Why are they giving it day one? And it's 16 times the lethal aluminum toxic level that... And so all I can surmise... is a nefarious reason. I mean, these are not stupid people.
I totally agree.
They're not stupid people. Oh, and did I tell you that the immunity that this vaccine provides wears off in 6 to 7 years? So by the time they actually may need some protection, you know, it's completely gone.
Okay, I got something you'll enjoy. I have a listener. My son-in-law, both his parents and sister are physicians. I was under a lot of pressure to stay in line with the recommendations. Dr. Cole helped give me more of a balanced view. I decided to decline.
Good for them.
I know that makes your heart
happy. I'm going to cry.
That's good stuff.
Yeah, I get it, because I know you, Shelley. I know your heart is true. It's genuine. You want to help the people, and you know what you know. You believe what you believe. And when somebody says that, I get, look, remark.
Where's the Kleenex? here is, oh, thank you. I'll take that. So there is a very interesting study, you all. Dr. Paul Thomas was a pediatrician. They pushed him into retirement because he took a position of, let's study these people. And my profession says it's unethical not to vaccinate. But if you follow the childhood schedule, your risk for autism is 1 in 36. If you don't get any vaccinations at all, your risk is 1 in 715. And if you delay the vaccinations, you know, over, it's 1 in 440. So it's still higher, even if you're delaying the vaccines, but it's a much better, much logical. You know, that, I mean, you know, hey, that's the vaccine that was a problem. But if you're getting seven vaccines at once, what do you, how do you know which vaccine was the problem?
Can you imagine that onslaught? Think about it. If your body was 19 inches long and weighed 7 pounds, that's how big you are.
And oh, breast milk was always supposed to give passive immunity to baby during the first 6 months, just so the, you know, the baby's immune system is getting stronger. And
we've always said colostrum is magic.
Okay, now I got 20 seconds. we misread the clock. I got Dr. Shelley Cole in the studio. If you want to ask her a question, 254-697-6633 is the number. Also, you can go to aaronsgunshop.com, go to the radio show page. Her link is there. You click on it, or go to healthysuccesswork.com. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Veterinarian Dr. Valerie Bobbitt, owner of the Veterinary Medical Arts Center in Cameron, loves our pets just as much as we do. If your pet needs a wellness check, vaccinations, x-rays, or a specialty procedure, then Dr. Valerie and her staff can do it. Does your pet need spaying or neutering? The clinic can do that too. Call the Veterinary Medical Arts Center at 254-697-4737 if you have questions or wish to make an appointment. Our pets are part of the family. Let's take good care of them.
Backup Tactical makes threaded barrels, an endless selection of thread protectors, magazine extensions, and compensators for pistols. Their product line speaks for itself and is carried by the largest distributor in the firearms industry. Jason Bain, the owner, has customer service that is second to none. And you will not find a single bad customer service experience or review of Backup Tactical anywhere. Why? Because there is none. Check out Jason's products by going to backuptactical.com or call 561-560-0850. You and your pistol will be happy you did.
U.S. Navy SEAL Chris Kyle said, "It's our duty to serve those who serve us." In memory of Chris, military veterans, first responders, and their families, the nonprofit American Valor Foundation was formed. Please show your support by donating to this foundation at AmericanValorFoundation.org. Also, go to their AFV gear page to purchase hats, shirts, jackets, and more. Use the promo code RADIO to get a 20% discount on all purchases. That's AmericanValorFoundation.org or call 254-459-8224. The American Valor Foundation, serving those who serve us.
The Texas Resale Company of Cameron, located at 1401 West 4th Street in Cameron, and second location right off of Highway 79 in Franklin, are retail sellers of Durskin portable buildings and CNH carports. Need extra space? Need to protect your vehicles from hail damage? Texas Resale Company can design one just for you. Rent-to-own options available, no credit checks, low-down payments. Call Terry Gellner at 979-255-6083. Check out Texas Resale Company of Cameron and Franklin. Call now.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas. We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook. I'll be here once a month talking a little theology and politics and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
Cameron Farm and Ranch, right here in Cameron at 308 North Bannon, is the place to go get your Nutrinipede for your livestock, medicine to help keep them healthy, and also available are lawn and garden supplies, gifts, and clothing. Pick up your supplies through their drive-thru or walk inside and shop. Cameron Farm and Ranch, located at 308 North Bannon in Cameron, or call them at 254-697-6966.
having discussions behind the microphone. Should I just bring it up, or do you want to go on your
topic? Oh, you can bring up
a couple of segments ago.
Yep.
You made a comment about how we'll give the human body what it's missing. And what I'm trying to clarify, and I'm not doing a very good job of it, is if you had the human race should have these certain things. But sometimes certain people may be lacking in the required necessities of life. And that's where the human scientist and technology comes in to say, oh, because the majority of the people have this, but this person's missing it, we can give it to them scientifically. Or is it they just feel like pumping the body full of stuff?
Listen, man will never be as good as God.
I understand that.
Okay? But there's no way that any of these big pharma meds, like, for instance, a cholesterol med, okay? The cholesterol meds. They tell you it lowers your risk for a stroke or a heart attack. And, the doctors think, we've got to do it.
Give Shelly the mic. There you go. That's a better mic.
We've got to take the cholesterol med because... I need to lower my risk for stroke and heart attack, and it's the number one cause of death, and I need to do that. But maybe I have diabetes, you know? And so they distort statistics with this because they're trying to make their drug look favorable, okay? So the true statistics for the statins... the largest unbiased study showed that specifically with Crestor or Prevastatin, but you can surmise from all the others too that the risk reduction is about 1%.
It's not worth it.
Especially when it increases your risk for diabetes by 46%.
And hairy tongue.
No, listen, these people have diabetes. I mean, and we're giving them the statin, and it's just now it's shooting them into a whole nother atmosphere with diabetes. I always, and this would be an interesting test to do, you know, but you got to be my patient. I just tell them, stop the statin and check your glucose the next morning and see what it is. And I've had it drop as much as 79 points. A fasting glucose almost drop 80 points overnight. And they don't worry about causing diabetes. So what happens is, you know, the sugars go up because it's causing increased risk for diabetes. And then the insulin goes up and then their blood pressure goes up. Then their cholesterols get abnormal. Then they get diabetes and they become obese.
And that's when they keep giving drugs to...
That's right.
Each one of those challenges.
Listen, you want to find the cause of disease. You do not want to be treating symptom after symptom after symptom. Because, by the way, if you just treat symptoms, you're going to have to treat them chronically forever.
Right.
You know, we have a wellness class in the office.
Oh, yeah, talk about that.
And I had four people get off their blood pressure medicine safely.
That's fantastic.
For that class. And each one of those people had been told, they told me if I didn't take this medicine, I was going to die. And I said, well, are you dead? it's ridiculous. They're treating symptoms. We want to treat cause of disease. That's what's happened to my profession, you all. It's Big Pharma got involved back in 1910, the Flexner Report. And if you come to our workshop, you'll learn a little bit more about that, you know, kind of the course and the history of how the pharma really usurped our profession.
We only got about 38 minutes left in the program. Why don't you explain the workshop, and then we'll get back into your dialogue, and then before the end of the show, we'll do it again.
So I've been doing a wellness class for over 25 years in Temple. And the only reason why I know this stuff, I didn't learn it during my training, you know. In fact, I'm a board-certified OBGYN, but... take care of diabetics and hypertensive patients. And anyway, I would give them these diets. And in 2012, when we started the low-carb diets, was life-changing. People were coming in after 2 weeks. They were getting off their blood pressure med. Their blood pressure was so low, you know, they were feeling faint and lightheaded. And I'd say, you'd have to get off your blood pressure med. And I do a little jig, you know, and I do a little dance because I'm, you know, it's it's a good day in the office. We got another person off of, you know, this medicine. And so I read outside the box, Matt. I started reading. Okay. And I learned. And so then I would come to class and I would tell them why it's happening. You know, and that's why I try to educate people instead of just telling them, no, don't take the shingles shot. No, don't take the shingles shot. I don't do that, you know, but I don't do that because I want them to understand why.
Well, look, a lot of my decisions are made based on the awareness I've been given by you and others like you. And so now I'm like, I've seen, you told me this, you showed me this, I've lived this, I've experienced this, and I go, why would I go back to something then that's totally contrary?
Listen, Big Pharma has paid out in fraudulent marketing practices over $39 billion. I mean, you know, just before the Pfizer vaccine came out, they had just lost a $6 billion settlement.
I think that's like 0.05%.
Right. They don't care. Because they know that, you know, they can afford it. Might as well just keep going. Listen,
well,
the children,
$1 million didn't mean anything to me.
71 million children, and you're mandating the vaccines for them to go to school. And once you mandate that vaccine, guess what? They have permanent indemnity. They don't have any liability. Nope. If it goes on the schedule and the CDC approves it for the children's schedule.
Shelley, let's do a basic example. Let's use what you just said and put it into automobiles.
Okay.
Look, we're going to build a car. You know, I'm going to get the cheapest products I can get. I'm going to put it up there. It's got four wheels. You start it up. It drives you where you want to go. But if you get hit, it's going to blow up. It may not start. The rims may come off but it's okay because I'm not liable. I don't care.
Well, exactly. So, you know, they do, I'm sure they do a lot of very sophisticated tests figuring out, okay, air coverage for this car is what, the first 3 years of the car. And so they make their parts last the 3 years.
That's right.
So after those 3 years, then they start to fall apart, right?
And they take care of the symptom.
So the hepatitis B vaccination, you know how many children they studied? Now, they didn't even have a placebo group. So it's really an observational study. It's not a statistically significant study. There were only 147 children.
Out of all the millions that have gotten...
Out of the millions of children that are going to get it this year, man, you know, on the schedule, 147, and guess what? They weren't even newborns. They were up to age 10. Okay, that is a vastly different immune system than a baby day one of birth.
And you know why they're doing that is because the majority of the people won't take the time to study it and realize, hey, what's going on here? But what you're explaining, what we're talking about, because you got the educated, you got me, the non-educated, and I say that in loose terms, ladies and gentlemen, but you get all these different people, they're just not focusing in on the facts of the matter, taking the time to study. My child's going to get these vaccinations, but if I had taken the time to study, I would realize I'm giving my child a potential death sentence.
You're poisoning your child, okay? You are poisoning them with aluminum.
So then why the hell do we got to give it to them?
Of, those people, no. And guess what? They may say, well, we can't take care of you. You can't be a part of my practice.
Yes, exactly. What they do. They try to take your child away and tell you you're not a very good parent. You'll see videos every day of someone denying a vaccine at the hospital, but then they've got security at your door and a CPS officer coming to talk to you about why you're not giving them. And they tell you if you decline, they try to take your kid away.
Right. It's appalling, you know. It's medical tyranny, you all. We're living in a dystopian society, and we can't allow it. Our children are dying. The risk, there was an unpublished study by an epidemiologist that the CDC paid to do a study on autism, and they found that if you gave the hepatitis B vaccine their risk for autism in the first 30 days of life, if you gave them the hepatitis B, their risk for autism increased by 1,135%. Excuse me, 1,135%, you all. So, and it, just to say it a little bit more simply, there's another study that said it increased it threefold. The risk, if you give a baby hepatitis B in the first 30 days of life, the risk is threefold greater for autism. Do you know the devastation of autism? But I've had physicians say, well, I'd rather them have autism and be here. Like, you are so scared about the infections that you're not acting rational.
Have you heard the commercials? They go, if they're not smiling, if they're not talking, but it's okay. We know how to take care of it.
It's not okay.
But they say it's okay because we know how to take care of it. And that, do they set us up for that so that they can have long-term?
Well, again, all the symptoms. Do you know the trillion-dollar industry to care for these children? The projections are by the year 2030, 1 in 3 children will have autism.
Let me cut you off. We'll be back in 3 minutes. El Green Chile Meat Market, located at 1010 East 1st Street in Cameron, is your local hometown meat market. Fresh meat, fruits and vegetables, and a whole lot more. Breakfast, lunch and dinner meals, soups and appetizers, kids' plates and side orders. El Green Chile Meat Market is directly across from CEFCO Hilltop here in Cameron. For more info, call them at 254-605-4055 or go see them at 1010 East 1st Street in Cameron. El Green Chile Meat Market.
Have you had an auto accident? What about hail damage? Sam's Collision and Tent, located north of Buchholz on FM 1915, can fix and repair minor or major damage to your car, truck, or RV. Your lights dim, window tint peeling? Sam's Collision can fix that too. Give Sam a call at 254-697-1617 for an estimate on your repair. 15 years experience and iCar Platinum certified. Sam's Collision, 254-697-1617. Matthew Cole has been serving Cameron and the Milam County area with lawn services for over 25 years. Now, he's expanding into welding and fabrication. With 5 years' experience in that regard, he can help you with 24-7 mobile welding services, emergency repairs, equipment repairs, custom fabrications, trailer rebuilds and other trailer work, custom metal art, and more. For all your welding and fabrication needs, turn to a name you already trust in Matthew Cole with Scrappy Welding. Call 254-482-1935 to see how they can assist you.
I'm Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Come join us at our next free workshop. Call 254-773-8339 and ask for Dolores. Or go to our website at HealthySuccessWorks.com. Don't wait. We have limited space. See you soon.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations, or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits, plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top-shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
Life is hard, but your finances shouldn't be. How have you weathered the storms of life these past 2 years? I am Melinda Bowles of Bowles Financial Group, an independent firm helping my community with financial services for over 23 years. Our focus is on you, your goals, your dreams, and developing a lasting relationship with you. Let us help navigate your financial journey to achieve balanced money, balanced life. Visit our website at BowlesFinancialGroup.com. That's B-U-L-L-S FinancialGroup.com to get started with your unique client relationship journey.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host, Dr. Shelley Cole in the studio. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very intense conversation, and I'll tell you why. Dr. Shelley, her heart screams life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, freedom, truth, justice for the American way, and for every human on the planet, okay? However, her voice is muddled with all the crap that is out there because there's greed, there's corruption, there's, I don't know, ignorance and apathy, maybe?
And right, so
we're talking here behind the microphone, and I'm saying, Shelley, you're the educated one in the room on this topic. And I'm not trying to be funny here. I'm the 25-cent guy, okay? I'm very able to comprehend it. I just need the right terminology. And so the bottom line, you stop me when I'm wrong, okay? The bottom line to this is there was a certain point in time on the time scale where they realized it's more profitable to medicate the symptom than it is to cure the problem. And just like that movie I told you about earlier, The Sound of Freedom, where it's going to make more money, the sex trade, than selling drugs, because you sell drugs, it's done and over, you got to buy another one. You get yourself a young little princess, you can sell her 10 times a day for the next 6 to 10 years. It's the same thing here. If you keep them sick, you can make a ton of money. It's corrupt. It's evil. It's terrible. And when you listen to the CEOs of these companies like Pfizer, and they say, excuse me, Pfizer and all that, and they say, look, this is corrupt. This is crazy. What was his name? I can't remember his name. Yurden?
Eden.
Why, he's saying this is crazy.
Right.
This is malicious.
He was an insider. Absolutely. And you know, I've had the opportunity to meet Malone and McCullough and, you know, all of these people. And our eyes have been opened at varying degrees. You know, I've known for a long, long time, for decades, that the profession has been corrupted because of big money in these meds. And so they distort statistics so that we will buy their meds. And so we get sicker. We're sicker now. We have, you know, what have we done to our society? You know, children, 54% of our children have a disease. That is insane.
And if you go back on the timeline, you'll notice when they didn't. And it's
right.
The same time when things started changing.
But it's also brilliant marketing, okay? Just like we've talked about high blood pressure. What is high blood pressure? Well, if you've got 180 over 120, you've got high blood pressure. Yeah, but that don't sell enough. Well, what's good blood pressure? Oh, 120 over 80. Okay, you know what? Let's just redefine things. Let's call 120 over 80 borderline high. That way we can treat it. Well, everybody's 120 over 80.
Exactly.
Cha-ching.
So 44 million new blood pressure patients were born.
We just changed the numbers on the chart.
Right. And so that's why they want the LDLs, blood tests on the cholesterol panel, to be less than 100. I'm old enough to remember when the normal was less than 180.
100? Hell, I went to a lipidologist last week. She is putting me on some statin that is supposed to be for pediatric use, but we're going to try it on you because it's water-based.
Pediatric use?
It's more gentle, and you're really going to love it. And I said, well, what is my LDL right now? She said, well, it's 140. She said, we have got to get it down. I said, down worse? She said, well, you know, we like it under 70, but with proper medication, we can get it down in the 40s.
What?
I said,
okay, all right. I've got to tell a study then. You know, 2008, 504 hospitals, 137,000 heart attack patients, okay? No, man, it's not going to give you any of that. You can't have any.
No, that's just
nothing to drink. Nothing to drink. Well, you're going to be thirsty. So this study was done in 2008, 137,000 heart attack patients. There was one common denominator in all of these people. Can
LDL
you all guess?
Over 100.
Their LDL was 20 points lower than the population. Why on earth would we want to give a med that lowers the LDL? And oh, by the way, the LDL is a calculated number. It's not a measured number. Mm-hmm. And so they, remember when they started to kind of move away from LDL? Now they call it HDL and non-HDL. So right. They don't really kind of, they don't want to discuss the LDL because that just didn't work out for them. Okay. So if you look at the total cholesterol, which is the first number on the lipid panel, and, you know, most people know that we're supposed to try to keep it under 200. Well, that's before we knew that there was good cholesterol in there. The higher that number was, the greater benefit there was. And so the total cholesterol that has the lowest death rate, y'all want to know what that number is?
Let me know.
16.
251. So you literally would flag abnormal. If you had the best total cholesterol number you could possibly have that has the lowest death rate, you would flag abnormal these days.
Shelly, my mind's all over the place. I'm like...
We're peddling lies, Matt.
No, I know you're kidding.
It's the foundation has been destroyed, okay?
Yes, okay, thank you.
The foundation has been destroyed. And so, you know, you sit there and you go, well, I mean, the child, Matt used to say it all the time. He goes, well, I believe in vaccines. I would just kind of silently, you know, not say anything because...
You're saying
I want people to think and learn these things and figure it out.
Let me tell you why I said that. Because if we went back to the day, we use that 1950 mark,
right?
The doctor would go, this can help humanity.
Right.
But then...
Well, it was a lot of bogus then. I mean, look, they were
okay, let me ask you a question. Is there any way a vaccine can be good?
Well, there are unintended consequences with vaccinations. If you vaccinate people and they don't get chickenpox, their risk for brain cancer goes up, okay? If you, and what is that other statistic? There's another one. Your risk for ovarian cancer goes up, okay? Your immune system needs to be robust and healthy and fight these things off.
This is a discussion we had at Dr. Cole's office just a week before last. It was fascinating. Dr. Cole was talking about, you spray this on the counter, you wipe the counter off, and it kills 99.9% of all the germs, right? Well, that's a good thing, right? Because then you don't get 99.9% of all the germs. That's a good thing, right?
You would think so the way you're presenting it.
Why not, Dr. Cole?
So yeah, I mean, I went to my daughter, you know, she was in fourth grade at the time. Now she's starting med school, but don't get me off on that subject. But anyway, in fourth grade, I went to a party at her elementary school, and there was this mother, and she was like, she had this Clorox bleach wipe, and she was like, very diligently, like rubbing and, you know, the whole surface. And I was like, what is going on in here? And and my daughter said to me, well, Mom, we're about to eat. And I said, well, okay, what does that have to do with like the surface? And so what I'm trying to say is, you know, when you kill 99.9% of the bugs, is that 100%, Bill?
Nope.
You mean you're not sterilizing the surface?
No.
You're actually selecting out the nasty bugs that are resistant to Clorox bleach wipes, right? The 0.1% of bugs that are remaining on the surface.
They're the tough ones.
They're the bad bugs.
They're the worst ones, baby.
Yeah, they're the one. And so guess what? You've just eliminated all their competition.
So now your body's not gonna have the little bugs to fight to get stronger.
Right.
Let's go to chicken.
You're gonna grow those nasty bugs on the surface because now they can grow unabated. All those normal bugs that were there are gone. So now there's no competition. Okay. And so that's why, you know, hospitals have the highest infection rate in the community, right? That's why they push people out of the hospitals as fast as they possibly can. You know, like, oh, well, you know, you can't even stay overnight for a hernia repair anymore because you might get an infection. And it's like, really? But I need some help. You know, I just had a major surgery. But so you want to help flourish the normal healthy bacteria on a surface. So like wiping down the grocery cart. Let's just think that through. You know, they have those wipes there. You wipe it down. You kill how many? 99.9. So 0.1 remain, right? Are those the good bugs?
Nope. They're the monsters. You know, in the hospital, we need
And so
those
you
guys.
Put your hands on it, and you get your baby, and they're holding, and they're touching the surface now, and you're so proud of yourself because you wiped it all down, and you thought it was good for your baby. And they've got the nasty bugs on their hands now.
In the hospital, we name those dudes. We call them MRSA and VRSA.
Methicillin-resistant staph.
Those are the monsters. Those
right.
are the monsters. If when you have MRSA, methicillin-resistant staph aureus, there ain't much we can do to kill it. When you've got vancomycin-resistant staph aureus, when you have VRSA,
right.
You're either going to kill it yourself or we're going to be using soft lights and telling people you look so natural.
We're going to take a hard break. Be back in 3 minutes. 254-697-6633.
Welcome to spring and summer and all that it has to offer. Grass cutting, weed killing, and mower maintenance. Thank goodness for Cameron Small Engines, located at 408 West Bat Street in Cameron. Cameron Small Engines provide sales of parts and equipment for Briggs & Stratton, Champion, Snapper, Echo, Kawasaki, and more. Service of lawn equipment is available by factory-trained and master-certified technicians. Stop by or call Cameron Small Engines at 254-697-3452 or go to CameronSmallEngines.com to get ahead of the cutting season.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
Hi, this is Matt with Logic Nation. I want to talk about Meguiar Tire. I've known these guys for a long time. Good friends of mine, Casey and the gang there. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114 or in Belton at 254-939-1357. Or simply yet, just go to MeguiarTire.com. They can handle all your tire needs and so much more. Check them out, MeguiarTire.com.
Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical right here in Temple has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583.
Hi, this is Lane Mills, the owner of Cameron's Fitness, and I'm very excited to tell you what we have to help you achieve your fitness goals. 24-hour access, free childcare, one-on-one training, group classes, affordable rates, and clean environment with modern equipment. Call today at 254-605-6429 and speak with one of our staff members on how to sign up and begin your physical transformation here in Cameron Fitness in the Milan Plaza.
Ma's Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Final segment for the show. Dr. Shelley Cole in the studio, 254-697-6633. Shelley, let's be blunt. We had this conversation behind the microphone.
Yep.
Polio. Polio's a problem. And then the polio vaccine comes out. So how can you say that vaccines are bad? I pause. And
did I say that?
No, you didn't say that. I'm saying that in general. People say,
right.
Polio is here, vaccine now, okay. Polio under control. Talk to me.
Okay. Why don't we just look at how many people died from infections and how many people died over the last century? How about that? Why don't we just look at that number?
Okay.
Okay. And then look at when, you know, the bulk of the vaccine. So in the early 1960s, we had 3 vaccinations. Do you know how many the kids get now?
70-something.
72. Jeez. And the COVID vaccine is now in children at 6 months of age. Okay, what is their death rate from COVID, you all?
I don't know.
Zero.
And yet we put an emergency use authorization for 6 months for a child. What are we doing? I mean, they're not at risk for this.
Giving them spiky protein when they're totally immature growing up. This is going to destroy them.
Weren't they, I don't mean to be vulgar here, but weren't they supposed to have a certain amount of time sucking on mama's tit for the nutrients and all of this?
Right.
And then after that,
well, now, I mean, they want moms to be vaccinated and that's caused a big problem with the breast milk.
Chest feeding.
But so, you all, the death rate from, and this used to be mandatory reading in medical school. Okay. Now, by the time I got there in 1983, it was gone. Big Pharma had eliminated it. But in 1977, it was mandatory reading to know this, because what they said was, we essentially have medicine, my profession, drugs, therapies, the whole works, contributed to the decline in the death rate by about 3%. 3-4%. So all of the things like hygiene, public works, sewer system, and the most important one, what do you think was the most important factor that lowered the infectious diseases and overall diseases?
Hand washing.
No. Come on.
Water.
Nutrition. Healthier, better, improved food was what was really made the difference. And that's why Hippocrates said, let food be your medicine and medicine be your food.
The food is so polluted now.
Well, now, I mean, we've hybridized and they're full of toxins.
Did you know that we're taking old cancer cells, teaching them to grow lab chicken, and that's where lab chicken comes from?
Right.
We have cancer cells alive since the 50s.
Yes.
That Bill Gates is now using to grow lab chicken. And chicken is chicken. He can call it chicken. So when you buy chicken, you might be getting wop, wop, wop chicken, and you might be getting, add the polycarbohydrodeutylamine.
Right now, it's too expensive, but, you know, they're gonna bring the price down.
VCRs, and, you know, within the $1,100.
Right.
We got them down to $29.
But the bottom line is vaccines did not have any significant impact on the infectious disease death rate or the overall death rate at all. I mean, you could see that. The death rates had already dropped by 97%. By the 60s, it wasn't medicine. It wasn't us at all. It wasn't Big Pharma. It's not. Okay? The tetanus shot, you know, it's got mercury in it. You know, mercury is a known neurotoxin. Okay? Probably not a smart thing to be doing. If you don't want to get Alzheimer's.
So when you step on a nail, what should you do?
clean it off.
Yeah, that was simple, right?
Clean it off.
Gasoline, light it
up. But, you know, they should go to their doctor, right?
Yeah, but then the doctor's going to push the tetanus shot.
You know, look, that's when you have the discussion where you say, okay, so did it pierce the skin? How many cases of tetanus bacteria have we, you know, how many cases has occurred? And we'd all have to go back into our computers and do a whole lot of research because no one's seen a case. And then people are going to say, well, it's because of the tetanus booster that we don't have it. And what I would just say is each case is in and of its own. It's very important for us to look every single time. What is the risk of doing the procedure that they're asking me to, and what's the benefit of it? And then you make that decision. You know that in Japan, they don't even give any vaccinations for the first 2 years of life. Our SIDS rate is 10 times the normal industrialized countries in the world. Day one of, and what do you think? We give them the hepatitis B day one.
Do you hear this?
Yeah, but decline and get your hair taken away.
Out of all of the...
That's the fear of it all, is you see all these... It's like people want to decline, but the moment they do, even if you say it ahead of time, they don't listen to you.
See, that's what grandparents
are. And they're
going to
do it in front of you, and then it's like, no, 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 don't do that. And then they call you crazy and bring in security and a CPS worker. Well, we're going to hold your baby till we're done.
Well, yeah, but yeah. I'm just saying that, you know, if CPS is going to be involved, I would rather deal with that than deal with an autistic child, you know, three times the rate of autism. In the first 30 days of life. Out of the top 34 industrialized countries in the world, what do you think our infant mortality rate is? Where do we rank?
Number.
Where do we rank?
Two or three?
Ninth.
Highest.
One.
We are the lowest. We're at 34. We're at 34. We're the worst. Out of all the industrialized countries in the world, we have the worst infant mortality rate than any of the countries. Why? We give more vaccines. And I just want parents to think about it. I want their grandparents to talk to the parents. And if you have a pediatrician that says, I don't know, you need to do it on the childhood schedule, you say, well, that's never been studied. We never have had any double-blinded placebo-controlled trials on the childhood schedule, much less even one vaccine. We haven't even had one study done in a placebo-controlled trial for one vaccine, and they won't even study them because they don't want to know. They don't want to know, you all. And you have to protect that child. You have to understand 250 micrograms of aluminum is lethal. That is terrible. Why do you think our SIDS rate is so much higher?
Colonel, before the time's up, give me a quick 30-second announcement, please.
Okay. We've got Tea Party coming up. It's the third Tuesday of every month, and up in the Harris Community Center in Belton, Texas, on the 18th. Free refreshments, 7 p.m. for the meeting. Dr. Laura Presley is going to be talking about election integrity. So, again, this is coming Tuesday night. We're going to be at the Harris Community Center. We've been down at the VFW in Belton, but we're going back to the Harris Community Center.
Thank you, sir. Bill, quick.
Right quick. Ma's Place in Harker Heights, 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard, is hiring waitresses, cooks, staff. If you're looking for a job, you want to work for good people, go see her.
I want to promote Shelley's workshops, please.
Absolutely. Dr. Cole does a workshop on the first Monday of every month. It's only so much room in each workshop. She will not pack in like sardines. She gives you individual attention. So if you miss next one, you've got to bump out to the next one. All you have to do is call Dolores. What number should we call Dolores at?
254-773-4900.
This must cost a lot of money.
Yeah, it does cost a lot of money, but Dr. Shelley Cole writes herself a massive check every month and covers it. It's free to you.
Free. So it's free. That's fantastic. Free is always good. Fantastic. Shelley, I got like, I don't know, what, two minutes. Take it, Shelley.
How
do you want to wrap it up, Shelley?
You know, it all started when you were a little kid growing up in Kansas.
Well, listen, the reason why I can speak out is because I'm not employed. by, you know, a big hospital or a big clinic, okay? And we know that the CDC puts these dictates down and say, we say it's a standard of care, okay? And it really is questionable, you all. The CDC has 56 vaccinations affiliated with them, okay? So how can we trust what these people say to us? How do we trust them? We can't.
No. Their motivation is not me anymore.
It's no longer public health.
No.
You know, they're not interested in public health. And so that's why I can speak about, because the only person that I have ownership to is my patient.
Shelley, it's always a pleasure to have you on. Lots of people love to listen to you. The workshops are filling up fantastic. Colonel, Bill, everybody, I want to thank everybody for being on the program. Shelby, thank you for keeping me on track here. We're going to take a, what, 7-day break? 6-day break? How does that work? Whatever. We'll be back next Saturday. And until then, God bless. Keep your powder dry.